Now, the Mishnah says on Kufa Beis that the Akum Shalat Malacha Bishvil Yisrael is also the Hanis Memem. And Asim Malacha Bishvil Akum is Mutal the Hanis Memem. What if it's a Malacha Shanatis Me'eleha? The Tesis quotes that the only two cases of a Malacha Shanatis Me'eleha that you're not allowed to get Hanoah are Peres Hanoshim and Mashkin Shezovu. But all other malachas, if they happen by themselves, it's mutalehan. Why are these two different? The Tosfos says, number one, hein kalam la'asos. It's very easy to do it. Very easy to pluck off the fruits from the tree, 1, 2, 3, and to squeeze out mashkan shazavu. And number two, adam lahut achreihem l'shein dvar achilo. Tosfos writes in Beitza, b'odah b'kapa yiblanu. Has to do with eating fresh fruits and fresh orange juice. So that, it's a dvar kal, it's easy to do. Doesn't need so much hachana, and people are very excited about doing the malacha. It's not like writing a letter. So then you say that the malacha shenasis me'eleha is also. These are the only two cases. But in all other rabba b'chol hani, in any other case, if you were to have a malacha shenasis me'eleha, we would say that it would be mutter to get hanoah. The only time it's also is if the akum is also malacha b'shvil yisra. The Ramban in Beitza, beginning of Perek Ein Sadin, presents a differing view. From Taishvitz, he suggests, the Mishnah says in Beitza that animals that became trapped on Yontif may not be eaten. If someone set up nets on the air of Yontif and the fish got caught on Yontif or the animals got trapped on Yontif, they're not permitted to eat. Shaila is why. The one suggestion is because it's mukta. Because the wild animals were mukta. And the other, that's why Rashi has such a suggestion. Then the Ramban has another suggestion that a malacha shenasis me'eleha is also, wasn't nasis bishvil yisal, wasn't nasis bishvil akum. If a person does the malacha, then you can say, did I do it with this in mind, with this person in mind, with that person in mind? Here, the animal got trapped by itself, so you can't say it's nasis bishvil yisal, it's nasis bishvil akum. A malacha shenasis me'eleha is also to get anoah. And he says this based on the Gemara, Teres Anoshim Mashkin Shezavah. He assumes, the Ramban in Malkamis, beginning of Ein Sodin, is assuming that Teres Anoshim hyphen Mashkin Shezavah was one big Zera Derabon. Not a separate Zera Teres Anoshim, a separate Zera Mashkin Shezavah. The Gemara on the first daf and data that Tosfos is quoting, based on the base in Gimel Amar Aleph, quotes Amaroyim say explicitly against the Ramban. Amaroyim there, that the Gemara quotes say that that's a sepik zera mashkin shazav, and that's a sepik zera peres on Eishrin, and they suggest maybe Beitza Shanol de Biontif falls under the category of either peres on Eishrin mashkin shazav. That's that Beitza Shanol is not a malacha shenasis neileh. There's no malacha involved at all. It means that there was a sepik zera peres on Eishrin, and the Beitza Shanol looks like a peres on Eishrin. The other one holds no, there was a sepik zera mashkin shazav, and peres on Eishrin looks like mashkin shazav. And the Gemara explains, why does he hold like this? Why doesn't he hold like that? Why does one Badam hold that Beitza Shanol falls under the category of mashkin shazav and not under peres on Eishrin? Why does he hold that it falls under mashkin shazav and not under peres on Eishrin? So the Gemara is clearly stating, according to those two Amarim, the Gemara gives four reasons what's wrong with the Beitza Shanol beyond it. Bisham Yam Teachal, nothing wrong. Bisham, I can't see what's wrong with it. Bisham Yam Teachal, the Beitza Shanol to be on to maybe eat. Bisil Alam, the Lord Teachal, Bisil say not allowed to eat. Why not? So the Gemara gives four reasons why. So two of the reasons are the Amarai. Two of the reasons Amarai are, one says it's part of the Gzeira Mashkin Shazov, the other one says it's part of the Gzeira of Peres Anoshim, and each one explains why the other one is wrong. So they clearly are saying these are two different Gzeiras. And the Gzeira, it's not like the Ramban, it's a general Gzeira. We have a Malacha Shanasin Smeila. What's the Malacha involved when you have a Beitza Shanol to be on? There is no Malacha involved. So those two Amorim clearly hold against the Ramban. Ramban perhaps understood that the other two Amorim would give a different explanation why Beitza Shanol to be on to his Asr. They give different explanations, and maybe they're the ones who hold that Peres Anoshim hyphen Mashkin Shezov is one big Gzeira. Whenever there's a Malacha Shanasin Smeileha, it's usur. So for malacha, for every malacha, even catching, even trapping wild animals, that's not the dova kal. That's not so easy. Baharaya, that he sets the trap on Erev Yontif, and it takes many hours. It takes sometimes 18 hours till the animal gets caught. So that's not so kal. So he's not agreeing with Tosfos. Ramban holds any suggesting any malacha shenasus neileh, he's not allowed to get on noah. So why is nachush idlikas on there? Mishtamish liori Yisrael. So Rav Soloveitchik said you have to say that that's a special heter. Malacha shenasis me'eleha, you're not allowed to get on it, but if it's not the bishvil akum, then it's mutter. That's what Ram Soloveitchik said when we learned the Mishnah. What's the Yisrael Adin over here? Is it Malachah Shanafis Bishvil Yisrael is also lehanet mimenu? Or is it no? Even Malachah Shanafis Ne'elah is also lehanet mimenu. But if the Malachah is Nafis Bishvil Akum, that's a matir. So that's the Ramban holds like that. Even Malachah, any and every Malachah Shanafis Ne'elah is also lehanet mimenu, unless it's Malachah Shanafis Bishvil Akum, that's a matir. If what? According to the Ramban, makes no difference. I think so. Makes no difference. In either case, the animal gets caught on Shabbos. The animal gets caught on Yom Tov. Shabbos came to eat it anyway. You have to share. The animal gets caught on Yom Tov, then you're not allowed to eat it. Even if the Nachri does it for himself, I don't think that's called Nasa Bishvil Akum. I think that's Nasa Snei Leho. See, if the Nachri, if you said that's the way we presented it, we asked that question, if you say Malachish and Nasa Snei Leho, also you're not allowed to get on the like the Ramban holds, only if Nasa Bishvil Akum, that's a Hetzer. But if you set up a Shabbos park and the light goes on in the middle of Shabbos, let's consider that like a Malachish and Nasa Snei Leho. So should you also to get on the from that? That's not Nasa Bishvil Akum. If anything, it's a Nasa Bishvil Yisrael. If anything, should be also to get on north and the lights that go on Shabbos. So we explain that's based on the Mukiyesif and Bava Kam and the Sugi Vishim Shemchitzel. That case, that's not considered a case of Malacha Shanasis Meleh of the Shabbos. That's called the Malacha Sha'asi Yisrael, the Erev Shabbos. Since the whole thing is set up, he set up the whole system on Erev Shabbos, that the light is going to go on Shabbos. So it's considered as if the Jew did the whole thing on Erev Shabbos. So let's say if a Nachri will set it, as opposed to this case, a Nachri sets a trap to catch animals, that's not cool. That's what Tosha writes in the first parak. That's not cool. Karachacham Yerubai. If you set it, let's say a Jew sets a trap on Shabbos, and an hour or two later an animal gets caught. The Tosha says he won't be chayiv. That wouldn't be a Nisa Zerais. Why? Let's say that it's a Zerah Beruch Nisayaita. Why don't you say it's Karachacham Yerubai so the Malacha relates back to me? So the answer is the way we said from the Nesivis and from Abchaim, from the Chazon Ish the other day, the only time you say the Koach Acher Yoreba relates back to me is if the Koach Acher is already beginning, at least beginning to function at the time that I'm doing my mic. I set up the trap and the wild animals are running around. They're not running anywhere near the trap. Taisa says, talk in the first parak. If I set the trap and the animal gets caught immediately after setting the trap, okay, so then it relates to me, then it'll be on the Locha Derais. But if I set the trap and I walk away, I go fishing, and I put the bait on the hook, and I put the fishing rod there, and I go, I start learning, I'm Avicendra, I go take a nap on Shabbos, whatever. Then later on, the fish comes. So the Koach Acher Yoreba doesn't kick in until after I've already finished my Maisa, and Tyson says the Koach Acher Yoreba does not relate back to me, it's not considered my Maisa. So that's why the Ramban holds, that I think that's what he means, that when you set the traps on Erev Shabbos, it doesn't matter who sets the traps, even if a Nachri sets the traps. And the fish get the animals get caught on Yom Tov. That's considered Malacha Shanasis Meleh Yom Tov. It's not considered Malacha Shasa HaAkum Mishul Akum, because the Akum didn't do it. He didn't clinch the deal. He did a little bit on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov. Then the rest happened on Shabbos or Yom Tov because the animals ran into the trap. Doesn't relate back to him. It's not considered his mice. As opposed to putting on the light, that's considered the person did the whole Malacha on Erev Shabbos. That's not called the Malacha Shanasis Meleh. In the middle of Shabbos, that's called the Locha Shanas is Be'er of Shabbos. In the Muki Yosef, that's a little questionable. But Tzai Sochesh not so happy with the Muki Yosef. Muki Yosef asked the Kasha and Baba Kam on the assumption there is a Machleg that is a Isha Misham Chitzo Vanat. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's a Machleg Rabbi Yechanan Ishlokish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. With only three exceptions to the rule, that's the Gemara in Yevomis, the first Daf in Achelet. And this case is not one of the three exceptions to the rule. So we assume that dinners like Rabbi Yechanan, the Isha Mishum Chitzav. Then the Avnei Nezer points out there's a Machlokes HaRishonim, whether the din of Isha Mishum Chitzav is only a local din in Nezikin. It's learned out from a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that says, Kiseitze Yesh Miyatzma Mashmi Shalem Shalem Hamavir Es HaBeira. It's called the Isha Mishum Chitzav. So even though it's Miyatzma Mashma, he didn't practice Asin. He didn't take a torch and burn down the house, the mezid, or the miskaven. That everybody agrees that it's Isha Mishum Chitzav. That's what Amar Mazik. He's using the torch as a weapon, as a, like shooting a gun.
את הכל תתור ממזית. But we're talking about a case, כסי צייש מייעצמה משמע, and then, שאלה משלם המעבר סבר, so the Vilna going quotes the Rambam and the Goyenim Shita, the Goyenim and the Oyster Goyenim, they hold them over the camera, that's only a Dinishim Shem Chitz, of only in Din and Nezikim. It's only Parshas Mishpatim, doesn't extend to Kol HaTer Kuv. And other Rishonim hold not so, the Parshas Pshat and Nigmar is not so. Parshas Pshat and Nigmar is that it even applies to Ritzayah. And Taisus applies it even to Shchita. If he shech the Behemi, you need Koach Gavra. The Taisus says that in any case where you apply Yishim Mishim Chitzav, that's called Koach Gavra. Considered as if he did the Maitre. The Taisus holds it's a Din and Kol HaTer Kula. And not like the Goyim, that the Vilna Goyim quotes in Bava Kama and Dav Chav Beis. The Yishim Mishim Chitzav, the Rambam, the Goyim, Yishim Mishim Chitzav is only a Din in Parshas Mishpatim and Nezikim. So again, so the Mukhi Yisav also assumes like that. Yishim Mishim Chitzav is a Din and Kol HaTer Kula. And it even applies to Ilcha Shabbos. He's bothered with the Kasha. How does anyone light candles on Erev Shabbos? The candles continue to burn into Shabbos. So he says, Yishim Mishim Chitzav is considered as if I'm continuing to do the activity of making the fire on Shabbos. So that'd be a violation of Havar. So he answers, that's not so. Yishim Mishim Chitzav accomplishes that it's considered as if I did everything in the first moment. Anything that'll ever possibly result from the Eish that I made, it's considered as if it's kolol, as if it's included in the original action that I did on Erev Shabbos. So it's considered as if I burnt down the whole candle on Erev Shabbos. So the Nemuki Yesus says this, some philosophy, some Dvara B'Alma. So he says, Nafkamina Ladina, he says, that let's say I make a Sreifa and it takes a day till it burns down the whole neighborhood. In the middle of the day, I die and I leave Karkoes so the Nizakin can collect in the Chasim Mishubotim. But if I die and I leave Karka, then you can collect in the Karkoes of the Yisonim. And the barbecue that I made 2 hours before I died, before I got my heart attack and I died, so that barbecue burned down the whole neighborhood. But it continues to burn for 22 hours after I died. I died 2 hours after I started it. So how much, to what extent were my nechasim u'shuvadim to pay for the hezek at the time that I died? So, one should say only the hezek that occurred the first 2 hours. The hezek that occurred the other 22 hours after I died, how can you hold me responsible for that? It didn't even happen during my lifetime. So the Mukhi Yosef, the Ramok in Chosh Mishpa quotes this Mukhi Yosef wrong. Mukhi Yosef says that anything that later on develops, any hefsed moment that develops because of the barbecue that I made, it's a glory of Muslim friends. If all of this was kolol, all of this was included in the original Maitre Hezek that I did, the Nishtab Du HaNechasim, it's a glory of Muslim Afreya, they said in Hashiba Nechasim at the moment that I made the barbecue. At the time it wasn't even a Hezek, but I was Pasheya later. During my lifetime I was Pasheya. The first 2 hours I was Pasheya. I didn't prevent it from spreading. So even a hefsed that occurred the 22 hours after I die, all of this is included in the original making of the barbecue, to the extent of the full hezek, the full 24 hours worth of the hezek. So that's what the Nebuchadnezzar creates, who thinks halacha l'maisa in Ezekiel by the order of Mamazik. So the Ramah quotes that. So he thinks, therefore, that's the teretz to the kasha by Hilcha Shabbos. That true Yisayish and Mishim Chitza, but it's considered as if the person burnt the whole candle, the 5-hour candle, as if the whole thing was burnt on Erev Shabbos. And that Ramah is not so keen about this Nemukiyot. He thinks he can argue with the Nemukiyot. Well, if you argue with the Nemukiyot, how are you going to answer his kasha by Hilcha Shabbos? He's not so convinced that it's considered as if everything is included and before, and as if he did the whole hezek before. What's Taka the Teretz on Hilcha Shabbos? And the Stam of the Teretz will be, like the Nesiva says, like others say, that there's no, the kin pechidl Shabbos b'shevi al tasa. Can only be considered in the Chal Shabbos if number one you do a kumbi asay, and number two the kumbi asay has to be done on Shabbos. Whatever kumbi asay do on Erev Shabbos, that's not called Valecha Shabbos. That's the teretz that the Achreinim give. That's not the teretz that the Nemuki Yosef gives. That's the teretz that the Achreinim give. Rav Soloveitchik was so convinced that that was the teretz, he always used to say that that's the Nemuki Yosef's teretz. That's not what the Nemuki Yosef answered. He skipped it a little bit. He skipped and looked, Yeshua gave a teretz, and the Ramah quotes it, and the Ksais doesn't like it, and therefore the Achayim gave a different teretz. So he thought, yeah, that's the Nemuk Yeshua. He thought that was the correct teretz. Okay. So that's what we assume, that if you set up a system, our assumption was like the Nemuk Yeshua. If you set up a system on Erev Shabbos, that the life is going to go on Shabbos, that's not considered a Malacha Shenafis Neileha, the Shabbos, that's considered as if the Israel did the Hadlok on Erev Shabbos. That's the question. If you all like this, Beis HaChoshen is not happy with that Mukiyot. Is that really so? Maybe we should consider it a Malacha Shanatzis Ne'elah B'Shabbos. Maybe according to the Ramban, there's room to answer that. No. Whenever you set up a Shabbos clock and the lights go on in the middle of Shabbos, according to Ramban and Mochamis and Beitza, there's room to say that you're not allowed to get on or from the light. If you don't want to accept the Mukiyot's answer. So the Chashan doesn't want to accept the Mukiyot's chiddush, and everything is considered as if it's included in the original Maisa. So then it should be a Malacha Shanasis Me'elah B'Shabbos. You have a question. Anyway, but Tosfos doesn't agree with the Ramban. This is Tosfos, the second Tosfos on Chobes, Kuf Chobes and Al. Tosfos and Beis also writes like that. That the only two Malacha Shanasis Me'elah that you're not allowed to get on Noah Shabbos are these two Gzeres, separate Gzeres and Peres HaNoshim, and the separate Gzeres Mashkin Shezova, because Kalim Hem Lathos. Doesn't apply in other areas. So that's why okay, then we started Terek Tira. Yes.
You could undo it.
Yeah, Zareya, let's say, Zareya Mevashel. Zareya is a problem that takes a few days till the thing takes root. So that was the Rashash raised the issue on Daf and Gimel. If a person plants something on Shabbos, it takes 3 days till it takes root. So do you say if it takes root later, it's a Lord Milson Mafred that he did the act of Zri on Shabbos? Or do you say no? How can you say that what happens Bechol affects Lamafreya whether he was Mechal Shabbos or not? So those are the two opinions, and the Rashash with the Minchas Tinoch. Maybe if you put the seeds in the ground in such a way that it would have taken root, even if later on, 2 minutes later, you reverse it, you undo it, maybe that itself is the Malach of Zareah. The Ashkala of the planting in the ground in such a way that it would theoretically, it would develop to become Mushrish in the Karka, maybe that itself is the Zareah. So those were the two opinions. Same Shaila, that would be the Nafkinina by Mavashel. A person puts some bread, a cake into the oven a minute before Shki on Shabbos afternoon, then it continues to bake and have the primas pan b'taner after Shabbos is over. So that was a machlekes between the Chalkas Yoyev and the Eglei Tal. They were contemporaries. So the Chalkas Yoyev thinks that Yechayev, that based on that in the Mukiyesev, whatever system I set up, and it continues to function later, into a day later, even 22 hours after I die, so it's a glowing Muslim Afreya. Whatever came out later was all kolul, was all included, was all contained within what I did before. So it comes out that if I put the raw dough in the oven on late on Shabbos afternoon, and then it takes an hour after Shkir till it bakes, it's a low fire, it takes an hour after Shkir till it bakes on Matzoy Shabbos. So this is kolul, and my mice is considered as if I did the whole afiyah on Shabbos. So the Chalkas Yoev says that Yechayim is such a case, and the Eglei Tal thinks that that's ridiculous, it doesn't make any sense at all. We're talking about two different cases. One case, he puts in the food on Erev Shabbos and it bakes into Shabbos. So that for sure is Mutam and Atara. That's only us in the Rabban that's Shia. But in Atara, that's Mutam. Shabbos, what if he puts in food on Shabbos afternoon and it bakes into Matzoy Shabbos? If the Shabbos is over, and the Kri Maspanim, before Kri Maspanim Etano, you're not Chayim. And the Kri Maspanim occurs on Matzoy Shabbos. So that case, that was a machlekes between the Chalkas Yoyev, they're both Chassidish Rebbe, the Chalkas Yoyev and the Eglei Tal. So the Chalkas Yoyev thinks that Yechayim, based on this, the Muki Yosef, whatever develops later, based on what I did, is all contained within the original action that I did. So it's considered as if I baked the whole bread the minute before Shabbos was over. And the Eglei Tal thinks that that doesn't make any sense. How can it be that something that happens b'chol affects retroactively what I did b'Shabbos to declare it as a malach? So if you all like the Eglei Tal, that whatever develops later b'chol doesn't affect the mafreya, what I did b'Shabbos, are you supposed to understand Zareya? So you're forced into assuming that Zareya is chayv when you put the Zareya on the ground in a fashion that it should take root, even if you take it out a half a minute later. You're chayv already? There's no way to undo it. Okay. Yeah.
I understand the answer that
you can't be Mechal Shabbos for Sheva Al Kasi, you have to be from Rasei. This is straightforward. But is the Egli Tal Bala Zai in the Kashi, the other Achronim, that how can you say that the, something that the, that happens later, that you can just, in other words, once you start, that you totally ignore the rest of the process? Is that what's bothering us? Because I've been trying to understand the Mugiyosa, that you just look at what originally happened. How can the Mugi Yosef ignore the reality of the continuum that the process still goes? Just as we only look at the original, it's like he's trying to cut reality, split reality.
Not cut reality. It says whatever develops from this original pool is considered as if it's contained in the original activity. So he says, I'm considered the mazik 2 hours before I died when I made the barbecue, and then an hour later I was negligent and I saw that it's gone out of hand and I didn't do anything about it, so it's considered as if I had, and then it continues to burn 22 hours after I died. The whole hefsid is contained within the original maisa that I did. That's the chiddush. Yeah, that's what the Zeis HaChoshen is not happy with. He thinks that nobody agrees with this Mukiyas. He complains why the Rambam quoted in Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, that's the machlok. Yeah, Perikira is a sort of a hemshech of the Mishnayos at the end of the first Perik in Masechah Shabbos. The Mishnah on Yud Zayin Amud Beis presents a machlok as Vishama Bechil, is it permissible to set up a system on Erev Shabbos whereby Malach is going to begin on Erev Shabbos and continue into Shabbos? The Bishami say it's not permissible, but still say it is permissible. Well, what's wrong? According to Bisham, what is it? What's wrong? If you set up a system where the Malacha begins on Erev Shabbos, continues into Shabbos, the Gemar calls it Shvis HaSkelim. On Yud Ches Amin Aleph, the Gemar learns it after the Pasuk, V'chol HaShem Atah Lechem Tishameiru. That's the source for in Parshas Mishpatim, the end of Parshas Mishpatim. And it sounds from the Gemara that Shvis HaSkelim, according to Bishamai, is an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to, just like there's a Dina Shvisas Behemto, I'm not allowed to have my Behemoth do a Malacha for me on not Malacha for me. I have to see to it my Behemoth doesn't do any Malacha on Shabbos, even if the Goyisha next door neighbor is using my Behemoth to do Malacha with it. I have to try to stop it. It's my responsibility, Shvisas Behemto. So too, the Beishamai hold there is a Din Deraisa, sounds like a Din Deraisa of Shvisas Kelim. The Beisil is not Goris the whole thing at all. But Bishami holds is a dinner shvisas kelim. So then the Gemara is bothered with Akasha here on the top of Yud Chesam and base the second line. The Gemara says Gigis Diner Kedera Ushkut. If you have a soup pot and you have a pan with chicken in it, and the chicken is getting cooked in the pan, or you have a nair as a candelabra with a candle burning in it, so my kli is involved in a malacha. My candelabra has a malacha of habara taking place on it, and the pots and pans that are inside the oven or on top of the stove have food that's getting cooked in them. So according to Beis Shammai, am I not in violation of Shvisas Kelim and Issa Deraisa? The Gemara says, you're right, it's not that problem. My time is short of Beis Shammai, why is it mutter? The Gemara says, the mafke lohu afkure. The only reason why it's permissible is because we assume the fellow is mafkir. That's the question. The man is really mafkir, or the bezdin, lay bezdin masna, that bezdin is masna. Every person realizes. See, we don't think about it because we don't pass like Beishamai. But the question is really, every balabasta has a mind to be. When she got married, she had such a fight with her mother-in-law about which candelabra, and then she goes, she mafkir it. Every Friday afternoon, mafkir the candelabra. So what was the whole fight all about? All the pots and pans, all the pots and pans. Mafkir everything, every Arab Shabbos. The balabastas mafkir all the pots and pans. So Tosis presents it, yeah, as if the balabastas mafkir the pots and the pans. The Rashbo on this Gemara says something like, Lay bezna masna lehem, as if the hefke bezna. Bezna is mafkir. But all of the women of Beis Shammai were so learned. Every member of the Beis Shammai was so learned that they all know you have to be mafkir the pots and pans, hard to believe. So that's what the Rashbo says, the mafkir lafkir, the bezna is mafkir. Okay. The bezna is mafkir. So that's the only way to avoid the prohibition of Shvisas Kelim. Beis Hillel don't agree with the whole thing. Beis Hillel are not going to the whole story of Shvisas Kelim. Sure. So now the Mishnah continues to say, on Yud Tes Amud Beis, that this, even the Beis Hillel agree, is not permissible. And Selim Basa, Batzala Beitza, you're not allowed to set up a system where you're broiling raw food on Erev Shabbos and it's getting cooked into Shabbos. unless Elakadeshi Tzolom Abod Yom. So that's going to be Kamachal Ben Durisai on Erev Shabbos. Yeah. Why Elakadeshi Tzolom Abod Yom? If it's going to be the Kama, the Gemara says Elakadeshi Tzolom Abod Yom. So the Gemara says Kamachal Ben Durisai. That's on the top of Chof and Menav. This Mishnah is talking without a blech. This Mishnah is talking without a blech. And it's Bein Lebeis Hillel, Bein Lebeis Shammai. Why did all of a sudden Beis Hillel agree to the Beis Shammai that you're not allowed to set up a system whereby the Malach is going to continue into Shabbos? Even the Beis Shammai Aveikah. Even the Beis Shammai says Mutter. Because we set up Kurim Afgelahu. He said the Gedera and the Shpur, the pots and pans that have the food that's cooking into Shabbos. So let it always be a violation of Shvisas Kalim. So the answer is given that you mafker it. That solves the problem. Do you mafker it? So it solves the problem. So what's right to the problem? The answer is that this is a new gzeira, shehiya. This is a new gzeira, the bein lebeis shammai, bein lebeis hillel. It doesn't help if you're mafke the kelim. It's not because of the issue of shvisas kelim. This is l'chol adeis. Shehiya is forbidden mid the rabbanon. You're not allowed to have raw food on the fire without a blech. Not permitted to have raw food on the fire. Now, Shabbos, cooking into Shabbos, gzeira shema yechata b'gecholim. Has nothing to do with the melacha bishul that something is getting cooked. It's because Mechata B'Gecholim is a malocha, the Gemara says, increases that you test, it's a double malocha. Mechata B'Gecholim is Chayv, B'Shoigig is Chayv Shtayim, the Gemara says Chayv Tuchatot, Achas Nishum Mechabe, V'Achas Nishum Mavir. What's Mechabe, what's Mavir? So the Gemara explains there that the coals that were red, and you, because you push them around, you shuffle everything around, so some of the red coals turn black. So that's called Mechabe. Some of the coals that were burning hot, but they were black, and now they become glowing red. That's called Mavir. That's called Mavir. That's where Moshe Feinstein writes regarding Yom Tov. Let's say you have an electric stove, and by causing more current go through the metal element, so the black element, which is burning hot, if you put your hand on the black element, you burn yourself, you burn your fingers off. But before it was black, and now when you raise the current, you raise the temperature, you raise the heat that's going through, so the black element is going to turn red. So Ramosha says, if you make the fire higher and you change the black bar into a red bar, that's called Havar. And if you have a red bar and you want to make it low and you make it into black, so then it's called Mechabe. Even though it's burning hot, being called a but nonetheless, because man's red the same as mechate b'gecholim. One is mechate b'gecholim, it's chai mishum mechabe, mishum mavir. The coals that turn red is havara, and the coals that used to be red, that turn black, is called mechabe. So that's the issa that the Mishnah has. An issa de rabbanon, bein lebeisham, bein lebeisila, even if you mafke the kelim, and you avoid thereby violation of shvisas kelim, there's a nuk zera de rabbanon, shem yechate b'gecholim. Probably will be an Ein Tzvi Chol HaGufa, yeah. That is correct. There will be an Ein Tzvi Chol HaGufa. It's only Tzvi Chol HaGufa if you're going to use the Pechum. If you're not going to use the Pechum, the worst it can be is only the Rabban. This means that, well, how do you have a right to make a Gzera? It's just going to be a Gzera L'Gzera. The worst that can possibly happen is going to be a Gzera L'Gzera. You're probably right if there are only choshes shema yechata b'gecholim and he'll violate mechabe. So the worst that mechabe can be is only the rabbanon. But the concern in being mechote b'gecholim, he'll also do havara. So the havara, that'll be havara deraisa.
So
on the kibbutz, on the kibbutz.
If it's burning, the food is cooking better with a lower temperature, then it's not
But he's not interested in he's interested in being mechaber the eish. He's not interested in using the pechum though. Still going to be an ein tzvicha l'gufa problem. Okay. Still probably will be the kibbutz. Probably will be ein tzvicha l'gufa. He doesn't plan to use the pechum. That's correct. So that's the mishnah that says l'chol adeis. And tell him basa batzal lebeit. You're not allowed to leave raw food on the fire on erev Shabbos. Unless kadesh yitzolim abodyam. This is talking without a blech. If you have a blech, so we assume that that's mutter. Where does that come from? That if you have a blech, it's mutter. That's what it says in our Mishnah. Does it really say that in the Mishnah? It says in the Mishnah, if you assume the Mishnah is talking about shehiya, so it says it's only permissible at sheyigrof, but sheyiten et ha'efer. At sheyigrof means grufa. Grufa means if you push all the coals to the back. So that has nothing to do with a blech. Normally you put the pots and pans directly above the coals, and here you're going to push all the coals to the back of the oven, you're going to leave the pot in front of the oven, so it's not going to be on top of the fire. So that's not at all like a blech. Hashit and a seifer, that sounds like a blech. What is yit and a seifer? If you sprinkle ashes on top of the burning hot coals, so that's what we, the parallel by us is a blech. Yeah. What exactly is Hashit and a seifer supposed to accomplish? So Rashi writes on the Mishnah, Lamadavim and Beis, Litzananom. Hashit and a seifer, Al Gabi Hagacholim Lachasosam, to cover over the burning hot coals, or Litzananom, and to cool them off a little bit. Yeah, if the purpose of the kitimo, the kitmo, the purpose of the ashes, the kitma, is to be mitzana in the coals a little bit, so the pashto says that when you put a blech on top, that's not mitzana in the fire. The fire is just as hot as it was before. It prevents the full heat of the fire from coming up, maybe. If you have a pot on top of the blech, so it's not going to have as much heat, because like this, the heat would have been directly below, and like this, the heat is deflected a little bit. Is pushed to the side, so maybe it's going to be maybe the amount of heat from the fire that reaches the pot that's cooking the food is lessened. But you can't say that it's mitzana in the fire. So we really don't follow this Rashi. Rashi says litzananom. Why did Rashi say litzananom? How did Rashi understand what's going on over here? So Rashi understood that the issue involved in the Mishnah is because it's Moshav Hevel. Rashi writes, "Hachiyigraf hagacholim mishum the Moshav Hevel." Where did he get that expression, Moshav Hevel? Those are the Mishnahs later in Perik Bamei Tomnim, that there are two prohibitions of Hatmona. Hatmona b'Shabbos is not allowed, even if it's only Dovah Hamamid Hevel, if it maintains the heat. It slows down the process of cooling off. And Hatmona b'Erev Shabbos is only Osir if it's Moshav Hevel. If it's only Mamid Hevel, on Erev Shabbos it's Mutter. What's the Dina Ben Ashmoshes? Of Knesset HaShabbos, so that's the Mishnah in the end of Bamei Mavlikin, that the Mishnah says, Sofek HaShecho, Sofek Enoch HaShecho, that's the last Mishnah, Lamed Dalet Amin Aleph, Sofek HaShecho, Sofek Enoch HaShecho, means Erev Shabbos Ben HaShmashai, that says, Tomnin HaSachamin, it's permissible to do Hatmona. How can it be permissible to do Hatmona? If Hatmona is also on Erev Shabbos, and Hatmona is also on Shabbos, so Ben HaShmashai says, Memonim Shach, either Shabbos or Erev Shabbos. How did it become mutter? The answer is they're two different hatmanas. Hatmana on Erev Shabbos only us if it's Moshav Hevel. Hatmana on Shabbos also if it's only Mamid Hevel. So the Mishnah says that Ben Hashmashes you go to Hakel and you say it's only forbidden if it's going to be Moshav Hevel. If it's only Mamid Hevel, that kind of hatmana would be mutter during Ben Hashmashes. But if it's Moshav Hevel, it's also even on Erev Shabbos. Of course it's going to be also on Ben Hashmashes. Somebody was trying to convince us. So when you have, let's say, Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, let's say, for argument's sake, according to our calendar, it never happens. Let's say you have Yom Kippur next to Shabbos, or Yom Tov next to Shabbos. So whatever you're not allowed to do, the klal is called over Shum Yishum Shvus, like goes well Ben Hashmoshes. Whatever is only awesome in the Rabbanon, so Ben Hashmoshes, it's Mutter. If you have a Tzorach, Godel, Tzorach Mitzvah, or something like that. So the Shabbos, but if you have Shabbos next to Yom Tov, and there's an Issa Malacha that's also in the Rabbanon, both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So the Ben Hashmashes in between is mutter to do the Issa the Rabbanon. That's a little ridiculous, I think. Some fellow thought he was a big lamdin, maybe he is, I don't know. So he's diamonds now, I think. So he thought that apparently he applied for jobs in Yeshiva, they didn't think he was God's gift to the world. So he thought that he was though. So he thought that that should be mutter. That included a special hetter called Davishim Mishim Shus Lagozal Ben Hashmoshes. Even on Imonosho, either it's Yom Tov or it's Shabbos. On Shabbos it's also on Yom Tov it's also. Here's the it's not Hatman on Erev Shabbos is also only if it's Moshav Hevel. Hatman on Shabbos also even if it's only Mamid Hevel. So Ben Hashmoshes, you go to Hakel. Okay, because one of them is mutter. Mamid Hevel on Erev Shabbos is mutter. So if you have a thing that's also Ben yesterday and tomorrow, both are Roshes, of course Ben Hashmoshes is sandwiched in. Of course, it's going to be awesome. How can you be Mekel Ben Hashmashes if before and after is awesome? Hashmashes, you go to Hakel to consider it like the Zman that's Lekula. You can't be more Lekula than that. The Rashi understood that this Perikira is an extension of that Din of Hatmana. Taisus differs with Rashi. The second Taisus in Kira Lam Rebava Medeis. Kirish Gun Shem Tasev and Salvein and Irelevi. What do you mean? Guf Tuma is not Moshav Hevel. Of course it's Moshav Hevel. So Tosfos holds it has nothing to do with Hatmona. Why not? Tosfos here doesn't explain. Later in the Perek, Tosfos explains. I think maybe later in Bamei Tzedek, the Tzedek explains that Hatman is only usher if the Dova HaMatmin is touching the pot in which the food is located. But if over here you have an oven, a kira, a tanur, whatever, you have an oven that's full of heat. So the heat is not really a tangible object. It's not that you put something wrapped around the pot in which the food is getting cooked. So that's not considered hatmona b'dova ha-moisif hevel. That's not an issue of hatmona. So Tosafot says it's a totally different issue. There are three different things. There's hatmona, two kinds of hatmona, Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. Then you have shihiyah. Then you have hachazor. These are the three different things.
According
to the blacks that have spots that they advertise, they have spots
that concentrate
the heat and they make it better, that you put it over that, even according to him, that would be a problem. That, but then hatmana on one side, and then probably so. Right, that also would not be hatmana. Even though it's mostly pebble, because of the fact that it's
concentrating the heat. Yeah, hatmana is only also if
the thing covers all around, covers the whole pot around. It just touches the pot on the bottom.
Rashi, it seems that the hatmana would even be on the side, no?
That's a question. So it could be that Rashi understood, like the Mechaber quotes a big group of Rishonim who say that the following is also called hatmana. If you have a pot full of food and the source of heat is touching it on the bottom, could be that that's what Rashi means. You're putting a pot directly on top of the coals are the source of heat, and the pot is touching the coals. But yes, we don't have coals, so we have a flame. So if the top of the flame is touching the bottom of the pot, so the Mechaber quotes a big opinion in Rishonim that that's also called hatmana. Even though it's not covering the pot, Nikolas Dodim, but Sof Kol Sof, the source of heat, the element, the source of heat, is in direct contact with the pot. His mom is touching the pot. So Rashi holds that that's also called Atmana. The Ramah disagrees with that, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim and recommend that it's Kedai even Ashkenazim, who normally follow the Ramah and all of his disagreements, but the Mechaber, it's Kedai to be Choshish for that opinion. So that's taka one of the reasons why we always leave a blech. Let's say if you leave a kettle of water on the fire, so what do you need a blech for? So one reason is, and in order not to violate Hatmana, according to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rabbein Hananel and many of the Chachmi Svara, because if you're going to have a tall flame, very often you have a very low flame, so the low flame is not touching the bottom of the pot anyway, so then it won't be considered the Rashi's form of Hatmana. But sometimes if you have a flame that's very high and it's touching the bottom of the pot, reaches the bottom of the pot, so the Mechaber holds that that's called Hatmana.
Right. That kind of focus
that
even if the flame wasn't touching the
blech
itself, it's kind of
concentrating
in a way that
means that the blech itself is the source of, could be considered the source of heat.
Right.
Could be. Why do you have something in the metal of the blech?
They either can melt it in a certain way, so I don't know.
That could be.
Maybe that chash in the Chavar quotes in Rashi, that's only by flames gufa or any heat source?
Any source of heat, yeah. If you have coals, if you have a pot of food that's sitting directly on top of the coals, touching the coals, not directly on pot. If you have a tripod and the pot is sitting on top of the elevated tripod and the coals are on the bottom, that's not hatmana. But if the pot is sitting in the coals, Zeri Shemi Yatman Baremet, so the Gemara says, what's wrong with that? Gemara says, Shemi Yachat Bigacholim. So from the Gemara in the first paragraph, the Yatman Baremet, it would appear if the pot is sitting in the remet means the burning hot coals, that is a violation, that's already a violation of hatmana.
So when we're talking about Rishon Zalman by Krakmas, so Lechora, even if it's not covering it totally around, but it's sitting on the heat source. So according to Rashi, it should be a problem.
Okay. Is that talking the case? The element is exposed inside the crack pot, or is it covered up? Got to look inside? Okay. If the element is exposed and the insert that you put in with the container that has all of the cholent, all the food in it, is touching, mom is sitting on top of the element, then according to the Mechaber, according to this Rashi, that would be an act of Hatzmona. Charlie, is it really exposed?
No,
the black should have the water in them, so they have a problem with
hatmana. The black is boiling water, and has, it's like, it's generating its own heat.
So that should be hatmana for what?
They have a pattern,
that's a source of heat, yeah, but that's a toldos sheita. I think this sheet, the mechaber sheet, that it's atmana only applies if the pot is directly touching eish. If you're touching a toldos eish, I don't think so. Because you can say the same regarding a blech. The blech is heated up because of the fire on the bottom, and the pot is sitting directly on the blech. So you're going to say, even if you have a blech, adarabi, usually the fire is very low on Erev Shabbos. The fire doesn't reach so high that it should touch the bottom of the pot. So you're going to say, but the blech is touching the bottom of the pot. And the fire heats up the blech, and the blech is touching the bottom of the pot. But that's not the source of the heat. I don't think so.
Could be that's only as far as the limits, as soon as you move the pot, then you will need to make it's going to go up or go out. The age where removing the pot doesn't affect the actual level of that fire. Only by remnants, Shaki said. Others learn like that. One of the remnants is explain the Rach Shita. It's not Shemichati is positively going to go to do it. It's because once you remove the pot, it's automatically. You can't move the pot in remnants without creating the Kibay or Adlok.
Without moving the remnants around. Okay.
It would be the chaos.
Yeah, but I think it's usually assumed that according to the Mechaber, even if it's not a remnant, if the flame is so high that it touches the bottom of the pot, even if I take them off the pot, you don't really move the flame. According to the Mechaber Shita that Mishtenberg recommends you should be machmer for, so that's considered an issue of hatzman. Yeah. What are the other two reasons why we put a blech? That's one reason, that's a chumra reason. What's another reason? So another reason is, if you're going to take, well, let's say, the kettle of water in order to serve some tea, then you want to put it back on to have hot water for later on in the day. So if you want to do hachazorah, so to be allowed to do hachazorah on Shabbos, you have to have gruf of tuma plus over the other b'dayta lahachzor. Yeah. What if you don't plan to put anything back on top of the fire? What if you don't plan to put anything back on top of the fire? So do you need a blech? You're just going to leave it on the fire in Erev Shabbos, then you're going to take it off. And you don't hold from the mechabes chumra that when the flame is touching the bottom of the pot, that constitutes hatmona. Or let's say the case is such that the flame is low and doesn't even reach the bottom of the pot, not touching. So even according to the mechaber, would be considered hatmona. You don't plan to do a hachazara. So is there a need for a blech? So the answer is we still require a blech because of shehiya. Because of shehiya. What's the story with shehiya? So shehiya, that's the topic discussed in the first half over here. Shehiya is an isa de rabbana gzei reshem yechata b'gecholim. Shehiya is also gzei reshem yechata b'gecholim. So that's why you have to have a blech. And why does that what does that accomplish if you have a blech? So we don't assume like Rashi that without a blech it's most of hevelim. Because you use the blech, it's mitzanin. By us the blech is not mitzanin. Not mitzanin, doesn't mitzanin's on the fire. So we assume that the blech serves the purpose of a hecker. That's the ran on the ridge, sounds like that. The purpose of the blech is to serve as a hecker to remind me that I shouldn't fool around with the flame on Shabbos. So why do we put the blech on top of the fire? Wouldn't it make more sense to put the blech by the knobs, where the chashash is that you're going to turn on the fire higher or lower? So there are those who insist like that, Anachanami, that that's the main thing. The blech should really be to cover over the knobs, not so much the fire. And Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, his tshuvas recommend lechatzila. You should have a blech that covers both the top of the flames as well as the knobs. But he thinks the Mikar Adin, even though maybe it doesn't make so much sense, he thinks the Mikar Adin, in the days of the Tanoim, it made sense. So he thinks that that was kach niskino hatakona, that the heker has to be in the esh, not so much in the knobs where you have the right ability to control the esh, but rather the heker has to be by the esh. He thinks that lechatzil should have a blech that covers the burners and the knobs in the front. But bottom line, if you only have the burners covered, even though the knobs are not covered, he also said Mikar Adin, that's called Grufa. Yeah. So we require a blech because we're leaving food on the fire on our Shabbos. That's Shehiyah. Yeah. Is there any time that Shehiyah is permissible even without a blech? What did it say there at the end of the first parak? So the Mishnah said, how much, what's the degree of Kadeshi Yizbashlu? Kadeshi Yitzolu Mibodyom, the Gemara asks the Kama. Gemara says, Omar, if they should some Bodyom, come Michael Bendu Restoi. It's Manami, if it's Michael Bendu Restoi, Mutal Ashas Agabi Kirachal Pishaina Grufa Uktum. Who says, Hananyoima? Tanya Hananyoima. That's on the top of Dachrofim and Aleph. So that's a big question. Should we pass like the Hananya? Should we pass against Hananya? You get the impression from the Gemara that Rova Tanoim disagree with Hananya. Tesis claims we pass like Hananya. That's the top Tesis on Lam Zayim and Aleph. Mishum the Kaim along the Hananya, Moshe Afar, Bez Hashem Yisbar, Tochit Lukme Matnis and Kavos. The Gemara doesn't want to Zet sign the Stam Mishnah against the Hananya because they know that we're going to pass like Hananya. That's what Tesis claims. Other Rishayim say it's not true. We don't pass like Hananya. So Mechava quotes the two opinions. If you want to leave fire, if you want to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, Mevod Yom, which is Het HaGomim in HaTorah, going to Beis Shammah, you got to be Mafkir the pot. But we don't pass like that, the story of the Shvisas Kehle. So we're not Mafkir any pots and pans. So the Shabbos, if you want to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, do you absolutely always need a blech, or is there room to be Mekel sometimes? So Hananya sends, once the food is a gil, you're not mechuyev to be concerned. You don't have to be concerned about Shema Yechat to be gehot. The food is a little edible already now. So you're not great to Shema Yechat. The Chachamim who disagree, places points out, happen to be Rab Meir of Rab Yudah. Hananya is also a Tana. The Chachamim who disagree, Rab Meir of Rab Yudah, that's what Tosafot writes, Lam and Zayin, and Aleph. How does Tosafot have the Ruach HaKodesh to know who the Chachamim are? Because the Gemara says so. Alam et Chesnam and Aleph. The Gemara quotes the Brisa, Rab Meir of Rab Yudah. The Tosafot says, Rav Meir Rav Yudah holds it's forbidden to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without a blech, even if it's mitztamik beralo. There's never a hetter. There's always a din of shehiya being asura and requiring a blech because of gzeir Hashem yichat v'gichom. So you have the two extreme positions. You have Hananya says, once the food is ready, higir l'machal ben d'risoya on Erev Shabbos, you don't need a blech. You can leave it on the fire without a blech. And the Chachamim de Hananya, Rav Yudah, Rav Meir, are so machmer, even if it's mitztamik beralo, they still hold lachatchidi and not allowed to leave it on top of the fire. They have an argument, what's the din about b'dievet? B'dievet, if a person violated hamavashal b'shabbos, so there's a din three lines from the top of the aflamet chesam and al, says it's a mishnah and truman, and it's a seft and perigimel on Shabbos. Hamavashal b'shabbos b'shagiach m'mezid loyach, there's a din with the rabbanon, then a mavashal b'shabbos, you're not allowed to eat the food. That's a shaila. That's if he's mavashali violates bishul deraisa, malacha deraisa. Then there's a malacha derabbanan. There's another category, and then there's a third category of gzeira derabbanan. So let's say if somebody violated shehiya, is there a din with the rabbanan that he's not allowed to eat the food, or should I say no? He wasn't in violation of either malacha deraisa or malacha derabbanan. He only violated gzeira derabbanan. So maybe there isn't such a penalty that you should aser that you're not allowed to get anor. From the fact that the fellow violated the Gzeirah Derabbanan. So that's what the Gemara quotes at Brisa Beferim, that there is a penalty. The penalty of Maisa Shabbos, that's what it's called. Hamavashal B'Shabbos is called Maisa Shabbos. He did a Malach, and thereby he gained some benefit from the fact that he violated the Malach. So Maisa Shabbos is also to get anor from it. If a Jew did the Maisa Shabbos, also to get anor, even if he didn't even violate a Malach Derabbanan, he only violated the Gzeirah Derabbanan. You still say that it's also the Derabbanan to get anor. But the question is, what's he getting hanor? Let's say the food was fully cooked, and if you'll heat it anymore, I take it out of the refrigerator. Or let's say that's hachazara. Let's leave that hachazara. Let's say shehiyah. So the food is fully cooked. The longer it's going to cook, it's just going to shrivel up and it's going to shrink. It's not that it's going to get softer and softer and fall apart, and it's in a whole juice with the schmaltz and everything. And everything is going to blend in together in the stomach biyachlo. No, it's going to keep on shriveling up, getting, it's going to disappear. It's going to get smaller and smaller. That's called mitztamek beralo. Mitztamek means it's shrinking in. Beralo, it's not going to improve the flavor. It's going to maintain its warmth. It's going to be warm when I eat it. It's going to be mitztamek beralo. So in that case, there's a machlek, a satanoim. Do you make a penalty with the rabbanon or not? Asvar in the sentence, how can you make a penalty with the Rabbanon? True, he violated the Isser. That's what Rav Meir and Yudah both told. He violated the Isser of Shehiyah, Shem Yichat HaBigachomim. Because the Isser of Shehiyah is a loyplug Rabbanon, even in the case where it really does make any sense. It made a loyplug Rabbanon, you're not allowed to violate Shehiyah. But to say that B'diyevet, you're not allowed to get anor from it, so that's a question. If it turned out that the added warming of the food caused it to be mitztamek v'ralo, to shrink and to shrivel up, then maybe that's not considered nenemi maisa Shabbos. So that's a machlekes hatanoim in the Gemara. So these are the first two shittas. First two shittas are the two tanoim, the two extreme shittas. Hananya is the biggest mekel, and Rav Meir Rav Yudah the biggest machmer. Hananya says it's mutter to leave food on the fire an Erev Shabbos without a blech, as long as it's Yichil and Machal Ben Derisoy. That already takes off the concern of Shem Yechad B'Yichom. And the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan, the Hananya, namely Rab Meir, and Rab Yudah, they are so machmer in the opposite direction. You're not allowed to leave food on the fire without a blech, even if it's mitzvah viralo. They just argue about the details. If you did violate Shia, will it be also b'di'evet to eat the food? How can you call that nerem lecha Shabbos if it shrank and it shriveled and it almost disappeared? Okay. And then in between the two shitas of Hananya and the Chachamim are the middle shitas. So the top Tosfos writes on Lama Zayin and Aleph, the Bekamim Bekamim, that from the Gemara they see that the Psak Allah is like Hananya. And then the other Rishonim disagree. You look in the Rosh and you look in the Ran on the Rif, and the Mechaber quotes the two. The other Rishonim disagree. They hope it's not true. The Allah is not like Hananya. So in between Hananya and his Chachamim are two opinions of Amoraim that were quoted on Lama Zayin on the days. And Tosfos made a fascinating comment that the two opinions of the Amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shmuel, Layashkechan Tana de Savahach. We don't find that their sheet that corresponds to anything among the Tanaim. None of the Tanaim agree what they say. So what is their machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan against Rabbi Shmuel? The Gemara says they disagree with each other. So Rabbi Yochanan says, if the food is Mubushal, called Sarka, even though it's Mustamik V'yofalo, it's already mutter to do Shia without a blech. You really don't need a blech. And Rabbi Shmuel disagree, and they hold mitzamik v'yafalo asa, mitzamik v'ra'alo is muta. Mitzamik v'yafalo asa, mitzamik v'ra'alo is muta. So those are the four shitas that you have. When is it permissible to do shia without a blech? So everybody agrees that three opinions agree that you reach a point that it's muta to do shia without a blech. The Chachamim, the Hananya, namely Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, they hold this never mutter, even stomach v'ralo. It's never mutter to leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos without the benefit of a blech.
So, Rav Meir, Rav Yudah, is there a difference if a guy would cook by his stomach v'ralo? Also be also, it's not being manner from
the Ulam Amar. Phenochri will cook on Shabbos.
There was, I was able to see anyway.
Yeah.
So we don't consider that.
Right.
So what would be
mistamik viralo?
I could eat it without that cooking.
Would
I would it be
also bango according to Rabbi Yehuda? Amir, Rabbi Yehuda argue over here. What if it's mistamik viralo? Is that called nenem of
lecha Shabbos? So you mean? Is that only because he was over the aveir of shita? Yeah. If the guy did it, there was no aveir. He did it. It's only also nenem. Could be it's not considered nenem. Mm-hmm. It seems to be a knas for the aveir. Could be mechalik like that.
Could be. We'll never know the truth because we don't paskin like they have no way to test. We don't paskin like Rav Meir, Rav Yudah. So we can say whatever we want. Philosophy. That's philosophy. There's no nafkimin al Allah, then it's called philosophy. Yeah, so what are the three reasons why we insist on the blech? The reason number one is because of the mechaber shita. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Nachmanim recommend you should be choshes from the mechaber. That in case the top of the flame is touching the bottom of the pot, that constitutes hatmana even the bodyom davar moisav hevel, the flame is davar moisav hevel. So that's reason number one. But that's only as a chumra. Reason number two, if you want to take off the ketzel of oil, you want to put it back on, so then you're going to need roof of tuma plus side of the other dark alatus. You have to have the roof of tuma if you want to put it back on. But if you're not interested in returning anything back on, just warming everything up, and after it's finished, take it off and you don't put it back on. So then, reason number three is that you need a blech in order to be mater shehiya under certain circumstances. So here, the circumstances usually are that the food is already for sure in this basha called machal ben derusoi before Shabbos begins. Everybody does that. We're not going to leave on food on Erev Shabbos. It's not when Shabbos enters, it's not even machal ben derusoi that we don't have. So according to Hananya, there's no need for a blech to be mater shehiya. It's already muta. And Tosfos claims with Kasmal Hananya, that's the top Tosfos. But not all the Rishonim agree with the Tosfos. The Rosh and other Rishonim disagree. The Mechaber quotes the Sefer Adina. He quotes not a Sefer Adina. He quotes the two opinions. But the Halacha is like a Hananya or not. So if you hold the Halacha is not like Hananya, then you would need a blech to be mater shehiya. Not only to be mater hatmana, not only to be mater hachazara, if you plan to do hachazara. We need a blech to be mater shehiya. Then we discussed, let's say you're already going to have a blech, because of all the three reasons that we have a blech. So once you have a blech, so is it necessary to cook the water in advance? On Erev Shabbos, the water should be boiling hot. Or can you take a kettle, fill it up with ice cold water from the tap, put it on top of the fire, on top of the blech, and then bench lift, and then 20 minutes later it's going to be Bein HaShmashes, and let's say it's possible that the water didn't even cook up yet. I put the water in such a location, it didn't even cook, it's going to begin to cook. It's not even Yatzalet, it's going to become Yatzalet in the middle of Shabbos, if such a thing were possible. Is that permissible or not? To put up food on Erev Shabbos in such a way that it's going to begin to cook in the middle of Shabbos. So that's a mission at the end of the Perek that everybody agrees that you're not allowed to aim Tzelem Basel Batzel Abetzel Ekadeshi Tzelem Bajam, but that's talking without a blech. What if you put a blech? So according to Hananya, that's exactly what the blech is all about. Hananya says whenever the food is already higia, the Michael Bender is soy, the chicken or the kugel or the potatoes, whatever the dover gush is, whenever it's already higia, the Michael Bender is soy, then there's no need for a blech. Then Hananya holds he is permitted to do shiur without a blech. So when does Hananya require a blech? If it's raw food, shaloi higia l'machal ben rishoy. Is he according to Hananya explicitly that once you have a blech, it's permissible to leave even raw food on top of the fire? That's going to begin to get cooked in the middle of Shabbos. It wasn't even higia l'machal ben rishoy on Erev Shabbos. It's permissible to do that. So Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rashba and Adaf, who raises the following possibility. Maybe that's only if you're all like Hananya, so then the sole use of the blech, the sole purpose of the blech is to be matashia, where the food is going to become Michael Bender Rishoy on Shabbos. But if you're all like the Chachamim, that even after Michael Bender Rishoy, it's still also to do Shia. So then maybe the only time a blech is effective, lahokil, lahater, is if the food were already was to Michael Bender Rishoy on Erev Shabbos, and it just gets a little more cooked, well done, into Shabbos. But what if the food wasn't even Kamachal Ben Dursai and Erev Shabbos? Maybe the Chachamim would agree that that's a violation of Shehiyah. Maybe they'll agree you're not allowed to leave the food on top of the fire. Even maybe a blech will not help. Maybe a blech will not be effective. So that's in Europe. There were different communities where they had different minhagim, whether they insisted on cooking up all the water before the ascension. So the water was mevushel called sarka. No, they would put ice cold water on from the tap in a kettle right before the bench, and then there were bench lift, and the food wasn't even cooked the first time. So that's the issue of Shehiyah. Then there's an issue of Hachazor about what's the din of taking food out of the refrigerator on Shabbos and putting it back on top of the fire on Shabbos. So why is not a Nisra Bishul? Why do we give it a new euphemism? We give it a new name, Hachazor. Call a spade a spade. Call it Bishul. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos. The answer is no. What kind of bishul? The halacha says the name bishul, aha bishul. There is no bishul aha bishul. Yeah. Where does it say ain bishul aha bishul? Who formulates that plow? That's the Mishnah that's quoted on the top line on Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is Mokar is Kuf Mem Hei Amud Beis, all the way to the end of the Masechta, all the way to the end. But here it's quoted on the top line of Kuf on the Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Kol Shabbat B'chamim B'lefnei Hashav B'shar Nosa B'chamim B'shav. Whatever is ready, Mevushol. The Erev Shabbos is not Bishol HaHabishol. So here there's a big machlokes in the Rishonim. How far do you go? And Bishol HaHabishol. One machlokes in the Rishonim is, what if the food was Nizbasha called Michael Bender Ustori? I have steaks that are rare done on Erev Shabbos. Then I take the steak on Shabbos from the refrigerator. I put it on the fire in a broiler on the bottom of the oven. And I leave it on the fire for another hour and becomes well done. So that's going to be ein bishul aha bishul, since the food was already in his bashel, roi lachila kamachal ben rishoy. So that by definition, there's no issa bishul on it. Or should I say no? But I've accomplished something. Maybe ein bishul aha bishul is a din because there's no accomplishment. But over here, there is an accomplishment. Before it was only kamachal ben rishoy, it was rare done, and now it's well done. So there are more people will eat it now. So the Rosh quotes that's the machlokes of Rishon. If you have food that was Nizbashel Kamachal Ben Rishoyim in Mikoidim on Shabbos, you take it out of the refrigerator, put it on top of the fire on Shabbos, is that a violation of Bishul HaBishul Derais or not? So the Ramah is Machmer for that. What do you mean the Ramah is Machmer? The Ramah has certain coolers in Hilchus HaChazor, when you're permitted to reheat food on Shabbos. So all of the coolers, all the Dreidlach you can think of, there's only room to negotiate a heter if you're talking about a Nisa de Rabbanon of Achzor. But if you're talking about a Nisa de Raisa, of Yesh Bishel HaBishel. So what you have to say, the prohibition of Hachzara doesn't apply. So what? But he said the right of Bishel still applies over here. So Rama says, first of all, you got to be careful that you shouldn't violate Bishel Deraisa by Hachazara, that the food should be Mavushel called Sarkar. The food is only to Michael Ben Yerushalayim. But you're putting it back on top of the fire, it's going to get better cooked, or even the following. Let's say, not only such a case, let's say the food is on the fire, let's say have a pot full of food that's on Erev Shabbos, it was half cooked. Edible the way it is, but if it'll cook a little longer, it'll even taste better. So if I'll take that back from the refrigerator and put it on top of the fire Shabbos, that'll be Bishalach HaBishal Deraisa. So there are more paskins like that, Choshish without Shita. So not only that, let's say like this, if the pan, someone opens up the pot to see, to smell it, to taste it, to steal some of the chalmers, let's say, and then he wants to put the lid back on top of the pot. So once he takes off the lid, it's going to, and it's not Mavushal Kol Sarka yet, so it's going to take a longer time. When you have a pot that's covered with a lid, the food gets cooked much faster than if the pot is not covered with a lid. So what's the din if I have food on top of the fire in such a position that if I leave it there for an hour, it's going to get cooked. And because I put a lid on, so I hasten the cooking process, and it's going to get cooked in half an hour instead of an hour. It's going to get cooked in 50 minutes instead of 60 minutes. So the Gemara says in Zvachim, a kruvei bishul is called bishul. Even though Ben Kavu called the malacha was going to be completed, the whole system was set up on Erev Shabbos, the malacha is going to be completed. But by my hastening the process, Bishul, that itself is a violation of Bishul. So that's always a problem. Let's say a person wants to take a snack, he wants to nibble some of the cholent on Friday night, so he takes off the lid, so right now the lid is off. So now, let's say some of the cholent beans are not yet Mavushal Kol Sarka, some of the parts of the cholent are not, some of the potatoes are just Kemachal Ben Rusoi, not fully cooked. So then if you're going to put the lid back on, if you would have left it like that till Shabbos morning, it probably would have got the Mavushal Kol Sarka. Could be it would have, could be not, could be that so much of the water would evaporate because it has no lid, that maybe the stuff inside would never become a Mavushal Kol Sarka. But I feel that even without the lid being on top of the pot, it would have become a Mavushal Kol Sarka by the time it comes Shabbos morning. But by your putting the lid back on, so you hasten the process. You start in the beginning of Shabbos, it had a lid on top, but once you take off the lid, it's finished. So now it's without a lid. So if you're going to put it back on, that could constitute a Malacha Deraisa of the Kruvei Bishul. So you got to be careful not to put the lid back on. The Mishnah Berurah quotes all of this. Not to put the lid back on Shabbos on top of food, which is not Mavushal Kol Sarka, because we have a combination of two dinim that one is a Machlek Zerushanim, one is an Ofen Gemar. One is Machlek Zerushanim, so food is ready, Hegila Machal Ben Derusoy, but you make it Mavushal Kol Sarka, so that's a Machlek Zerushanim, the Rosh quotes. Is that a violation of Bishalach Bishal Deraisa? The Ramaz Machmed that yes. And then number two, you have the issue of the Kruvei Bishul. The Ben Kavako, the food would have ended up as being completely cooked without me doing my pool of putting the lid back on. The whole pot is on top of the fire anyway. But my putting the lid back on hastens the process. So the Gemara says in Rachum that the Kruvei Bishul constitutes Bishul. So that's one issue that the Ramah quotes in his Night Alach. And then there's another issue about Bishul Lach HaBishul. What's the din of Bishul Lach HaBishul? The Dov Alach. Machabah quotes two opinions. But he say, Ein Bishalach HaBishul only applies to Dov Gush, because once the kugel is cooked, once the potatoes are cooked, once the chicken is cooked, it's not raw food anymore. It's not raw food, so that's called Ein Bishalach HaBishul. But let's say I heat up the water, and then I take it off of the stove, and it's in the refrigerator, then I put it back on. So the whole effect of the Bishul is undone. I put it back on. That should be Bishalach HaBishul Deraisa. Because the definition of bishul by liquids is different from the definition of bishul by foods, by solids. By solids, the definition of bishul is that we have the Rambam, we spoke about many times, three kinds of bishul. There's bishul by machon, bishul by mashke, and bishul by non-food items. So the definition of bishul by machon is when you make it roi lachila. So once it's ready roi lachila and you reheat it, so that's not that's reheating. That's not called making it roi lachila. So that's same bishulach and bishul derais. But in a dov alach, in liquids, definition of bishul is hamachamim samayim. If you heat up the water, so once the water was heated up, then it goes down to below the point of yatzaled, then you reheat it. So there's room to argue the point and say in such a case that there should always be bishulach and bishul deraisa, the dov alach. So the Machabah quotes the Machlokes about that. And there are more rights to compromise that we we have adopted a position that if it's the Tana Legamri, if it went down Poshim Shad, if it went down to room temperature, then we said that Yesh Bish Lach Abisha B'Dovalach. But if it didn't go down to room temperature, then it's Tana Legamri, then we say that that Ein Bish Lach Abisha B'Dovalach. Basically, what we're paskening is that Ein Bish Lach Abisha B'Dovalach. We're basically being makel that Ein Bish Lach Abisha B'Dovalach. We're throwing in a little chumer that if it's Tana Legamri, then we're Choshish that Yesh Bish Lach Abisha. But if you would really have adopted the position that maybe makes more sense, that Yesh Bishlach and Bishop Davalach, so how does it make sense to make a compromise between Yes and Tzan L'gam and Levin Tzan L'gam? The answer is that basically we're being makel on the issue, that even in the Davalach we still say Yesh Bishlach and Bishop, but we throw in a chumer if it's Tzan L'gam, right, then you shouldn't reheat it.
Would it matter to put the lid back on the pot, the pot is off the fire on the fire?
If I plan to put the pot back on top of the fire after putting the lid on, no, then it doesn't help. It doesn't help. On the fire, off the fire, only makes a difference in one area, which is mamish, sisrei Torah, kabbalistic, no one understands it anyway. If you have food that's mamish, mevushal, kol tzarkai, mitzamik, veralo, it's all finished, everything is all finished. So if you're going to stir with a ladle, the cholent is all fully cooked already. You're going to start stirring, or the soup, it's fully cooked already. So you're going to take a ladle. If the pot of soup is on top of the fire, then you got to take a ladle in order to pour it out. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion from one of the Rishonim, from the Kalbo, that you say if you're Magus, if you stir the food, that's a problem of Bishalach HaBishal. Why should it be Bishalach HaBishal? Mavushal called Tzorkam Mitzamek Veralo. You're not making it even better. It's not even Mitzamek Veofalo. So no one understands. The Mishnah Berurah says no one understands the Kalbo. So Havadalalosifalo. So we say the Kalbo only applies when the pot of soup is still Agabi Hoish. So we say that Magus is a new form, new act of official, and that's not allowed when it's Agabi Hesh. Once it's not Agabi Hesh, then there's no prohibition of Magus. So that's what in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah recommends. If you want to serve soup, but some of the people didn't come yet, so not everybody's having soup now. So you can't serve this soup by putting in a ladle like this on the fire, that's Magus. You got to take it off of the fire, you got to put it back on. So you have to have someone hold it in his hand. While as long as it's not Agabi Hesh, then you can stir all you want with the ladle. You pour out the soup, then the guy who's holding on to the soup like this, suspended in the air, puts it back on top of the blech until the next people are ready. In a hotel, not everybody has the soup at the same time. Some people sing Shalom Aleichem, Eish Yischael 10 times, and different Hagdamas and so on. The other people are ready for the soup, they're ready to bench before they even make Kiddush. So they serve the soup at different times. So they have to make sure that they don't violate the HaChazara on the soup. So the Rambam is machma on the two issues. One is Mekel. Again, on the rule is Ein Bishalach HaBishal Min HaTorah. That's the top line on Lama Tesmad Al. Kol Shabbat B'cham Lif Nen Shabbat B'cham Lif Nen Shabbat B'cham Ein Bishalach HaBishal Min HaTorah. So the whole prohibition of HaChazara is only with the Rabbanon, and that's why there are certain coolness when HaChazara, when the prohibition of the Rabbanon doesn't apply. But these coolness, you got to be careful. Whenever you have a kula and hachzor, you got to be careful not to violate an isa deraisa. So once in a while you have an isa deraisa involved. So one isa deraisa the Rambam warns you have to be careful about is that if the food is adayin lo nizbashu kol tzarkoi, even though it's nizbashu kol mechel ben derisoi, we are machmen that constitutes bishalach habishal deraisa. Once it's already mevushal kol tzarkoi, it's going to become its stomach viofalo, it's going to become fall apart and become more schmaltzy and more tasty and softer, so that's menator, that's for sure, that's not bishul. So then that he can be matter sometimes if you have the, based on the kolam of hachzor, sometimes that'll be mut. Then the other thing the Rama said you got to be careful for is if you have mashkim, so we paskin lalocha, granted the Rama is mekel, but the compromise that the Rama made has a little bit of chumer, a little bit of kula, that we say yesh bishulach habishul b'dovalach. If it's Nitzan al-Gamre, if it's Len Nitzan al-Gamre, then he's Nekel, Ein Bishalach HaBishal. But Nitzan al-Gamre, he's Machman that Yesh Bishalach HaBishal B'Dovala. So the Rambam says you've got to be careful about these two, not to violate Bishal Deraisa, even if you have based on the rules and regulations of Hachzore, that you're not in violation. What could possibly be a Hetzer to do Hachzore? How can you be Nekel to do Hachzore on Shabbos? It's not enough if you have grufa k'tuma. The halacha says that's enough for bishul, but if you want to do achzor, you have to avoid the biyada v'daita la achzor. That's the Gemara on the next daf. So where is it shaykh to be mekel on hachzare? That we said you got to be careful not to violate bishul hachbishul derais. So the answer is this Gemara on the first wide line on lamed zayinam and alafi baylahu mahu lismach bo. What's the halacha of the samach? Should I say only techa the gaba asa but lismach bo shape domi? You're not allowed to put food back into the oven or to put food on top of the stove. That's not allowed. But if you're not putting the food, then it's muta. There is no xerah the rabbanon. Perhaps I should say leshna doesn't make any sense. It does make a difference. So the Gemara says four lines from the bottom toshma, kirishin siku, etc. The Tosfos says toshma, the bottom Tosfos, and matik b'shari lisma. Gemara comes out l'maskana that it's muta. That the samach is muta to do. Tosfos says the shayla mahu lisma, the little Tosfos dima maskana mahu lisma goes both on shehiyah and on hachazar. Tosfos says the Gemara's suffix was a double suffix, a double by both by shehiyah and by hachazara, but this muta b'samach means without a blech, without a blech. And the Tosfos learns the Gemara comes maskana toshma masik b'shari lisma. It's muta to do both shehiyah or hachazara without a blech if it's only b'samach. In other words, the gzeres, both gzeres the rabbanon, both shehiyah and hachazara, only suited if you put the food directly al gabi ha'esh. But it's not agabi hoesh now. What would be an example of not agabi hoesh? So the Gemara talks about mahu lismach. I have an oven with a stove on top, and I'm going to put on the enamel. Let's say the fire is over here. The burner, one of four of the burners are on. I'm going to put the food on the enamel next to the burner, next to the flames that are jumping up over here. Is that the case? Mahu lismach? The Tosfos says not necessarily. The last three lines in the second Tosfos. To put food next to the fire, maybe it's not muta. It's often a gemara. Muta lismach, masik de muta. Tosfos says shani hocha. Perhaps it's different. The doifni hakira, mafsikin beino lebeino eish. Tosfos suggests maybe lismach is only muta over here because the fire is inside the oven. You're putting the pot of food outside of the oven. What if you're putting the pot on the enamel on the side of the burner? So there is no wall mafsik. There is no dofni akira mafsik. The Tosfos says there's not necessarily a raya in the Gemara lahokin in such case. In lulman mikan lismach etzaleish ani hoch the dofni akira mafsik in the bein resh. Tosfos raises such a possibility. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Shabbos quotes the Beis Meir, I think, wants to say not like Tosfos. He says bottom line halacha lemaisa that he thinks that too is mutter. That this Tosfos chumra is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch that you need a dofni akira mafsik. Even if there's not dofen akir mafsik, the only made things there the rabbanon if you're putting the pot al gabi yesh. If it's not al gabi yesh, it's next to the yesh. Mutar lismach, so even though there's not dofen mafsik, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an opinion, he quotes different opinions, that's the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, is that there's room to be makel on that as well. Yeah, what would be another normal example of a lismach where you're not putting the food al gabi yesh mamish? So we gave an example that a person puts the food on top of the radiator, and the fire is in the basement on the bottom of the boiler, and it causes the water in the boiler to turn into steam, and the steam comes up into the pipes, into the apartments, and the steam heats all the rooms. So someone's going to take out some kugel, a dover gush, he's going to take out a dover lach, soup from the refrigerator, put it on top of the radiator. So true, there's no issue of hachazorah, because that's the equivalent of lismach, because it's not agabi hoesh. The flame is not under the radiator, the flame is all the way in the basement, very far away from over here. So that's called lismach shedi mutam itam hachazar. But it's also because of a chashash abishol deraisa, because we're choshish that yesh bishlach bishav davalach. But if you're taking out kugel or cholent, a chicken from the refrigerator, davagush, not a davalach. Taking out a davagush and you're putting it on top of the radiator, and the radiator shalal gabayesh, the yesh is all the way in the basement. So that would be considered the mutal lismach. So it says masik dushori lismach. And more comes from Moscow, it's mutter even without a blech. What else we discussed? Maybe the fact that I have a blech itself. Maybe I'm allowed to take out the food from the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech because the food is normally put al gabi ho'esh. Because I have a blech that's mafsik, maybe that's considered already shalei al gabi ho'esh. So Chacham Avad Yosef quoted some of the gedolei Sfardish Poskim from the last 100 years while Mekel on that. And he's noted lahakal on that. And I think that usually assumed that by the Ashkenazim, that's also. That's assumed to be awesome. Just because you have a blech mafsik between the flame and the pot that you put, that doesn't accomplish that it should be called shalei agabi hoesh. That's still called agabi hoesh. or the Magen Avraham has a case. Where is it? There are Magen Avraham quotes from the Rishon. Shalom Gabish. The fellow has the burners on the fire, on the stove top, and then he has shelves on top. So sometimes the caterers, they leave on such high flames in the kitchen, nobody sits there, you'll melt away there, it's very hot. So they leave on high flames, and then on Shabbos they take out chicken or kugel or whatever from the refrigerator, and they put it on shelves, which are very high, a foot or two, on top of the flames, on top of the stove. But it's so hot over there, so it gets cooked over there. So that's also called shalai agabayesh. That's not a normal way to, that's not normal to put food so high up. Flame is over here, and you put the food over there. Normally, you put the food on the burner over here. So if you put a blech mapsik, so the Ashkenazi poskim hold that that's still called agabayesh. The Sfardim hold that, many Sfardish poskim hold that's already not called agabayesh. But if you put a mamish, a foot on the top of a shelf that's a foot taller than the flame, that's literally shalei al gabi hesh. That's the same as mahulis, mahmutah, shari dish, or masik dish shari.
If they have this contraption, they have a very big box, and they light these canisters that cool on the bottom, and they put 10 racks on top. Would that be considered this smoke, or that dark of a cup? That's where they always touch it. Because we rolling cart, and they put shelves in.
And where does the heat come from?
They put canisters of fuel on the bottom of the light.
And the fuel light is burning there for Merif Shabbos. And how does it keep the whole room warm?
They have a box, a cart.
That could be, it's also called Shalai Al Gabi Yosh. That could be, it's also called Shalai Al Gabi Yosh. Yeah. Some of the hotels have a steam system, that they have a fire over here and they have pots full of water on top. And then the water converts into steam, and the steam goes into a box, and they take out the food from the refrigerator, they put it into the box that's full of this steam, and it warms it up a little bit, doesn't make it so burning up, warms it up a little bit. So that's mamish alay al gabi hesh. The hesh is over there, that's like they're on top of the radiator. You have the hesh is in the basement under the boiler, and then the boiler, the water in the boiler gets cooked, and it converts into steam. So that's what they do over here. They have an arrangement where the steam goes into a special steam box, and then they put the food from the refrigerator into the steam box. And to put it in a dover lach, you're not allowed to. There's a chashash of bishlach of bishul b'dover lach. It may become yatzal edus, but to put it in a dover gush, which is mavushal kol tzorkas, there's no chashash of bishul deraisa, just a shaylofon hachazorah. So that's not called agabi hosh. That would be okay. Yeah.
We gave was like a foot or two above. I understand why that's a little deviation, but with the radiator or and it's kind of in the basement or with the hotels or the steam up, even though there's contact with a warm source, that's considered indirect or secondary. Is that why it's considered a little deviation? I'm trying to understand that it's not strong enough. I mean, in other words, it's not considered the primary source, it's considered some.
If I put on top of the radiator?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. The H is below the boiler, which causes the water in the boiler to evaporate and to convert into steam, then the water goes up into the radiator. So the real, ultimately, the source of the whole heat is the H under the boiler. There's nowhere near me. So you can't say, Shema Yechata B'Gecholim. Tosfos is assuming, this is the chiddush of the Tosfos Mahu Lismach. Tosfos assumes, the Taisa says the shaila of the Gemara Ma'alismach and the Pshitas and Masik Dushori that it's Mutter goes both on Shehi and on Hachazor. Why? Because Taisa assumes that the reason for both prohibitions is identical. The reason for Shehi is Shemi Echata B'Gecholim, and the reason for Hachazor is also Shemi Echata B'Gecholim. So since the reason is the same, so that's why the Gemara raised the possibility that if it's b'samach, it's not agabi hoesh, maybe there's no gzeirish and yichata, comes out l'maskana that they're both muta. Yeah, but all the chachmi svarad disagree with this tesis. Mechaber disagrees. There are more paskins like tesis, but the mechaber goes like the chachmi svarad. Mahulismach only goes on shihiyah, it doesn't go on hachazor. Hachazor for sure it would be also, because the chachmi svarad seem to hold that there are sameach's whole essay. Chachmi svarad are of the opinion that hachazara is also midirabbanan, because midirabbanan yesh bishalach habishal. Whereas minatera ain't bishalach habishal, but midirabbanan we say that yesh bishalach habishal. So how can you say that it's mutal ismach bishul deraisa? It does make a difference whether it's agabi hoish or not agabi hoish. Even if you mevashul betoldas hoish, the Gemara says on the last line on lamentesan and base Gilgal mai But if a person cooks a raw egg with a toldos ha'esh, he cooks with sudorim. He cooks with a toldos ha'esh. So the Gemara says, Gilgal chayv chatos, on the last line on daf lamed chesed and beis. So if you cook with toldos ha'esh, also nisa deraisa. So the Chachmei Svarad seem to be of the opinion that Hachazar is Asam Derabban, because a Bishul, it's not Bishul Deraisa, but it's called a Mechzikim of Asham. Mechzikim of Asham, a lot of people actually means that it's Bishul Midrabban.
But if it's not the Derabban, it would be Mutter. Like if you, even according to the Chachmei Svarad,
could be, could be. The Shulchan Aruch quotes them like this, but if there are Gabi Kedera is Mutti, yeah, according to the Ramah, we understand it better. The Ramah passes like this Tosfos, that Hachazare is basically also Shema Yechate, it's not also because of Bishul, and Shema Yechate is Mutti Bistomuch, it's only if it's Agabi Hoesh. So if you have a Kedera, Agabi Kedera, we understand very well, that's not called Agabi Hoesh. The food in the bottom Kedera is Agabi Hoesh, the food in the upper Kedera is not considered Agabi Hoesh. So according to the Ramah, we understand easily why. According to the Mechaber, you have to stretch a little bit and explain why is Kedera Gabi Kedera different from Lismach. Lismach, the Mechaber holds like the Chach Misvarad, for sure, to do Hachazor even B'samach is awesome. The whole Sofik in the Gemara, the whole Kula, the Gemara came to the conclusion. Umasik Dishori, that's only Lismach B'Shehia, not Lismach B'Hachazor. But there's room to say that since there's no Mechzik in Mevash, there's Kedera Gabi Kedera, it's a new Svar Elohokam.
Yeah.
According to Taisus, it's not a new svara. That's often in a Gemara. That's not. That's an example of Shalai al Gabi Hoesh. Mahu lismach masik dushar is mutta. According to the Chachman Svar, you're coming up with a new kula. Yesh meyai. You're inventing a new tzad lahaka. But since it's not derech bishul bekach, it can't be that it's mechzik in mevash. There's off. And if a person does bishul deraisa in a funny way, they're going to say it's kalach hayad. Why? There's no din that it has to be looked like bishul. If he does bishul, it's bishul. Who cares what it looks like?
I mean, according to the Magen Avraham holds that the Ramah's Mitzvah Megamer is talking about Dabri Yavi.
Okay.
So Megamer is Smicha. We also hold that it's also from the fridge. Lismo.
Pashto. Oh, Lismo.
Yeah.
I don't think so. The Magen Avraham learns Pshat in the Ramah that in order to be Mater HaChazorah, whenever you have an Isra HaChazorah, so in order to be Mater HaChazorah, you have to have Grufa Ktumah, you have to have Oida B'yoda B'dayt HaLa'atza V'loin and Tzitan HaLagamah. Then it's a Hemshech from before. And if it's Tzitan HaLagamah, it's not a Hemshech from before. Yeah, but if it's a B'samach B'chlal, there's no Isra. To do a B'samach B'chlal, there's no Isra. That's at the Gomah. But if it's Agabi Ha'esh, then you have to have all of the conditions to be Mater. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim who says that the bottom kedera has to have food inside. Otherwise, the bottom kedera is like another blech, a crooked blech. So what's the difference if you have one flat blech, or two blechs, or one blech flat and one blech crooked? So two blechs is not better than one blech. That's what he argues that. Soloveitchik liked that, so he used to argue like that. What's the difference, a crooked blech? The pot is a crooked blech. So what's the difference? Two blechs, one blech, crooked blech, flat blech, is all the same thing. So that's called Agabi Hesh. If it has food in the bottom pot, then the food in the top pot is not considered Agabi Hesh. The food in the bottom pot is Agabi Hesh. Food in the upper pot is not Agabi Hesh. That's how the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Prima Gadim. Maybe some would disagree, but that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that should be the accepted opinion. But the Mishnah Berurah quoted here, b'shem the Prima Gadim.
That takes care of Shari Chata.
Right.
What makes it better?
If Bishul Shalai Agabi Hoesh,
why is that different than covering the ashes with sand, like Rashi does?
Because people sometimes cook like that. They throw little ashes on top of the flame. But to have a whole piece of metal, mafzik, in between the source of the heat and the pot, so that's ain't derech bishul bekach. We hold that that's the chlal not called the bishul agabi hoesh.
Maybe not in a slightly different. The fact is that one of these ovens, you would have the source. You have the coals in one place, and then you have the whole thing of the oven, and it gets the Asian horse like that. So why would he say it's better when you do have things that you would cook where, I guess, unless you're saying just because it's on one side, but cook the thing a little bit?
I mean, it's normal to cook in an oven with all the coals in the back. That
right.
is normal. Yeah, okay.
That's normal. So, if that's a normal way to cook, then where does the blood get you, according to my star? If it's normal, you can put the sheet on. It's not going to change the way that you cook. You can cook with it with the thing on.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's a good time. You should become an Ashkenazi. Okay, that's it. You're thinking like an Ashkenazi. Okay. I don't know how many Sephardim agree. I don't know how many Sephardim should pass. Huh? They all agree to Hakel? I don't know if they... Yeah?
No.
Not necessary. Okay. Okay. So we had again, let's review again. So there are three prohibitions that we're talking about, not to be confused with each other. One is Hatmana. The one is Hatmana. Why is Hatmana forbidden? So the Gemara says in the first parrot, what's wrong if he makes a dover hamoisev hevel around the pot? What can shenzai? What great tragedy can occur? The Gemara says, oh, it's a gzeira shemi atman baremet. You're not allowed to put all kinds of sand or whatever around the pot on Erev Shabbos, but dover hamoisev hevel, lest there'll be matman baremet. The Gemara says, what's the tragedy if he'll be matman baremet? Right there, what's wrong? So the Gemara says, no, gzeira shemi chata bikachol. So the Gemara bottom line says, that's the reason why they forbade Hatmana on Shabbos, Hatmana on Erev Shabbos, Moshe Hevel, Mamet Hevel, whatever. That's Gzeira Shemi Echata B'Gechol. Why do they prohibit Shehiyah? So she is also Gzeira Shemi Echata B'Gechol. Why do they prohibit HaChazore? So that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. So this Tosfos over here that there are more pastors like Mahu Lismoich, that the Gemara is, and then the Gemara comes out, Namaskana Toshma Masik Dushari, comes out that it's Mutter. The Tosfos says, and there are more paskins like the Tosfos, that the Ma'al Yisroel goes both on HaChazore and on Shehiyah. They're just like on Shehiyah, the Yisroel is only if it's Agabi Ho'esh. So to HaChazore, the Yisroel is only if it's Agabi Ho'esh. Why does it have to be Agabi Ho'esh? Because the reason for both is identical. The reason for Shehiyah, Shem Yichat, the reason for HaChazore, Shem Yichat. So both by Shehiyah and by HaChazore, they're only goes when it's Agabi Ho'esh. Not Agabi Ho'esh, then we never goes. Mutter to do HaChazore, B'Samach, whatever B'Samach, an enamel, or wherever the samach is. The Chach Misvarad hold that that's ridiculous. What? Mutal Lismoich b'hachazara? No, hachazara is also in the Rabbanon because of Bishul HaChabishul. Although in Atara and Bishul HaChabishul, but in the Rabbanon they made a chumrah that it is called Bishul. The only time it's not called Bishul, if you do hachazara, if it's Mubushul called Tzorka, if it's Zayda B'yada B'dayta L'hachzir, and you put it back on, then it's a hemshel from before. It's not called the Nesina Mechadish. But if you do a Nesina Mechadish in the middle of Shabbos, then it's called Bishul Midirabban, and it's Bishul Acha Bishul. So it's not going to help the Samach. What do you accomplish the Samach? The Samach accomplishes, since it's not Agabi Ho'esh, so there's not Zeri Shem Yechate. But if you tell me that HaChazor is also not because of Shem Yechate, HaChazor, in addition to being Shem Yechate, every HaChazor is also Shia. Every HaChazor is Shia plus. But every HaChazor, in addition to being Shia, is also an issue of Bishul Midirabbanon. So then what does it help if it's Bishul Midirabbanon? What does it help if it's B'samach? So that's what the other Chach Misvara, the other Bishanim disagree with Tosfos. They hold that the Gemara's discussion, Mahu Lismach, and the Heter comes out Mutter, that's only in the realm of Shehiya. Then you say it's Mutter to do Shia B'samach without a blood. But to do HaChazor, B'samach, without a blech, the Chach Misvara hold that's not Shaykh. That's going to be awesome. But again, there are more paskins like Tosfos on this. Lachal. Ramos make a like Tosfos that the Isur of Shehi, of HaChazor, is also just Shem Yichat. It doesn't have an added Isur of Bishul Midirabban. Just Shem Yichat. So in the Mele, if it's Muta B'samach, by Shehi, it says Muta B'samach by HaChazor also. That's the Psak HaRamos like this Tosfos. And that's what the Ur Sameach pointed out, that he thinks that there's another nafkamina in this machloik is Tosfos and the Chach Misvarad. And he gets to the issue that Tosfos raised on Lamed Vav, Omid Beis, the big Tosfos there. The issue starts like this. The Gemara says on the last line on Lamed Ches, Omid Aleph, going over to the top of Lamed Ches, Omid Beis, the Gemara says, L'divri ha'im ha'machzir, and according to the opinion of Bishilo, that is mutter to do ha'chazor on Shabbos, so afilu b'Shabbos, not only is it mutter to be machzir some other time in the year, even on Shabbos proper, it's also mutter to be machzir. So Tosfos Shvekta Kasha, that's what HaChazor is all about. She means if you leave food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, HaChazor means if you're putting the food on the fire on Shabbos. what kind of a lashon is that? Not only is it mutter to do hachazara, some other time in the week it's even mutter to do hachazara on Shabbos. No, hachazara on some other time in the week is called shia. That's exactly the difference between hachazara and shia. Shia means if you put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and hachazara means if you put the food back on the fire on Shabbos. So what does the Gemara say? So Tosfos is bothered with that kasha. So Tosfos and Rashi first answer, not only is it mutter to be makhzer the kettle back on top of the fire on Friday evening, that it's mukhach that he's continuing to keep it warm for Shabbos, even Shabbos afternoon. It may look a little bit that he's warming it up for Matoy Shabbos. If that's his intention, takanatalato, then it's hachone. But if his intention is to keep it warm for Shabbos, so machzir nafilu b'Shabbos, even by Yom HaShabbos, not only by Leil Shabbos, even by Yom HaShabbos. That's how Rashi says, and the top Rashi in Lamed Ches on the base. Machzir nafilu b'Shabbos b'Yom HaMocharos, Shabbos in the morning. But the Tema, you shouldn't think that Tzuktayu, the Machlek, the B'Sham HaYisrael is only B'Shach HaShecha. B'Sham HaYisrael argue, are you allowed to do Achzor on Leil Shabbos? But Shabbos in the morning, for sure, not permissible to do Achzor to Hachana for Chol. Mishum the Mucha Milsa da Daita da Dil Tzorch Mochel Shokle. Looks like he's preparing on Shabbos for Chol. Yeah. So if he puts it back on Friday night, he's putting it back for Shabbos morning. Avo Bayom, but if he puts it back on Shabbos, it may look as if he's preparing it for Matzoi Shabbos. So that's what the Gemara says. No, it's Mutta Lahachzer Afilu B'Shabbos. Fine, that's how Rashi learns. But Tosfos on the first Mishnah, Lamed Vav, and they suggested a different shot. That the original machlokes in the Mishnah, Misham Yisrael Bar Achzar, goes on Achzara on Erev Shabbos. And then the Gemara says, not only did the Bisilu permit Achzara on Erev Shabbos, they even permit the Dibi Yom Machzirin, Machzirin Afilu B'Shabbos. And then Tai says, what are you talking about? Achzara on Erev Shabbos is called Shia. That's not called Achzara. Shia we already have in the Mishnah. Shia is the discussion, Hananya, and all the four Shitas, the Tutanoim and the Tuamaroim. How are they mixing up? How can they say that there's Hachzara on Erev Shabbos? Whenever you put the food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, that's called Shia. So Tosfos had to come up with a new definition over here. So they came up with this fantastic story. If you put the mamash from Finian, Tosfos developed the whole idea from Finian over here. That if you put on cold food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, it's not going to get warm till Shabbos begins. That's an Isar Hachzara. That's more chomer than Shia. Shia means the food is hot on Erev Shabbos. Put it on 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I put on the food and it's burning already for hours. The food is cooking and it continues to cook into Shabbos. That's called Shia. But if I put on cold food on Erev Shabbos, it's not going to get burning hot until the middle of Shabbos, even though the food is fully cooked. It's not going to begin to get burning hot in the middle of Shabbos. So that's called HaChazara. Then Tosfos is not sure, 2 days in Tosfos and Lama Vola and Beis, what would you say if I have a pot of burning hot food and I put it back on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos so late in the day that if the pot of food would have been room temperature, would have not, that wasn't enough time. I put it back right before Lichtbench, let's say 20 minutes before the shkia. I take the pot of soup from the refrigerator, I put it on top of the stove on Erev Shabbos without a blech a half an hour before the shkia. So if it's not going to be able to get hot before Shabbos, that's what we call HaChazara. What if this pot of food was sitting on the fire, was sitting on a different burner, and then I want to put it on top of a different burner, let's say. So I take this burning hot pot of soup, I put it on the fire on Erev Shabbos 30 minutes before the shkia without a blech. If you have a blech there's no shiloh, we're talking without a blech. So did you say that that's also called HaChazara? But it is burning hot. But if it would have been room temperature, it would have not been able to get burning hot before Shabbos. That's what Tosfos has 2 days. Is how far do we go? It's Mamash Atesh Atesh. They invented this whole concept. They discovered or they invented. If it's correct, shot that they discovered. If it's incorrect, then they invented it. There are most choshish for this Tosfos. That Tosfos came up with such a new einfah that there's an Isa HaChazara on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Tosfos came up with this whole new chiddush. So then, Mesupik, what would the din be? It could be that a afila raseach, even if the pot of food is burning hot, but if it would have been room temperature and he would have put it on the fire, would have not had enough time to even get yatzalatis before Shabbos. So maybe that's also called hachazore, an Erev Shabbos. Each hachazore on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it back on top of the fire unless you have a blech. So that's what they're not sure about. this is the big machlokes, the Tosfos and the Chachmei Svara. The Chachmei Svara are not garish that whole story that Tosfos came up with. It's a din of hachazara on Erev Shabbos samach lachashecha. Whatever you do on Erev Shabbos is called Shia. Whenever you do on Shabbos, that's called hachazara. And the Chachmei Svara don't agree with this little Tosfos mahul ismar. The Tosfos says that the masik disharis micha is muta. So Tosfos claims not only is a muta by Shia, it's even muta by hachazara. The other Chachmei Svara holds not true. That b'samach, it's not permissible to do hachazor. Hachazor is an insubishal midirabbanon, and there's no way to be matter it aydei b'samach. Yeah, we discussed the Maharit. The Maharit was a contemporary of Rabbi Yosef Karo, the Maharit, and the Mabit. The Mabit was the father of the Maharit. So they had their issues about Shemitah, all kinds of Lebedee Gezach, and they are going on in Tzfat in the 1500s. So the Maharit, the son of the Mabit, has a tshuva where he says, "Eshvus de shvus is muta b'makom mitzvah kayadua." We follow that Tosfos in Gittin, on 2 days, on Dav Zayin, Dav Ches. So we hold shvus de shvus muta b'makom mitzvah. So he says, if you have food in the refrigerator, you put it back on top of the fire on Shabbos, the worst it could be is only an isa derabbanan, unless it's soup. So then we're concerned that it's bishlach bishop davar achol. Let's say it's kukul or chicken or something like that, davar gush. It's going to be as an isa derabban. So what if I'll ask a nochri to put it back on top of the fire on Shabbos? So we heard that should be a double derabban. That should be a shvuz de shvuz. Shvuz de shvuz also not allowed unless b'makom mitzvah. Oh, so he says, there we have it. You have a situation, they forgot, whatever. The mazid, b'shek, whatever. They forgot to set up a system that they're going to have warm food on Shabbos. Is it permissible to ask a nochri to do an isa derabbanan the makam mitzvah, the hashvuz, the shvuz for makam mitzvah? So he says that it's permissible. So the Shari Tshuva printed in all the Shulchan Aruch next to the Beheite, Shari Tshuva quotes the Maharit that Amir Lenachri is mutter on Shabbos to do hachazora if you have makam mitzvah. There's a concerned makam mitzvah, and then the Shari Tshuva has the Mishnah Brura has a comment. Shari Tshuva quotes the Maharit. And the Mishnah Berurah has a comment. If you read the Ramah, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, you see that nobody agrees with this Maharit. So the Shaila is, why not? Why isn't he right? What's wrong with the logic of the Maharit? Why isn't it considered a Shvuz de Shvuz for Makom Mitzvah? So we came to explain why the Shulchan Aruch, nobody in the normal Shulchan Aruch holds like the Maharit. Why not? Why didn't this occur to anybody else that you should be permitted to ask a Nochri to do Hachazara? Amir Nochri is the Rabbanah, Hachazara is the Rabbanah. The two and two is a Shvuz de Shvuz. If this is the Rabbanah, this is the Rabbanah, this should be a Shvuz de Shvuz. So we explained based on the Egle Tal, who says that the only time Amir Nochri lowers the level of the Isser is if it's a Malacha. The malacha has to be bekum b'yasei. So if I don't do the malacha, yes, can Nochri to do it? So he said, that low is the level of the malacha. See, they're dealing with the malacha, the right, turning on the lights. If yes, can Nochri, it's Amir Liyakim, it's only the Rabbanah. If you're dealing with the malacha, the Rabbanah to begin with, yes, can Nochri becomes a shvuz de shvuz. And a shvuz de shvuz, there is room to be makel the makom mitzvah. What if you're not dealing with the malacha, the Rabbanah at all? You're dealing with the gzera, the Rabbanah. So gzera, the Rabbanah, Rabbi Kadega has in the tshuva that sometimes it can be violated, the shevi al tasa. Sometimes you can only violate the Gzeir Rabbanu B'kum Yaseh depending how the Chachamim formulated the Gzeir Rabbanu. The Kenegas Tshuva is about Erev Pesach Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, that this year. Erev Pesach Shcholiyos B'Shabbos, and the rabbi is going to sell a chametz for the Balabatim on the day before Erev Pesach. He's going to sell a chametz on Friday. So what should he do in the Shtar Mechira? He should write, I hereby am selling all the chametz that will be left over on Shabbos morning. There's going to be a Hashkama Minyan on Shabbos morning, Erev Pesach. So the people are going to go home and eat and bench. So whatever chametz is left over, that's what the rabbi is selling. Or is that a violation of Mekach HaMemka B'Shabbos? The rabbi is making the sale on Erev Shabbos and he wants the kinyonim to take effect on Shabbos. He makes the kinyon lachazman. Makes the kinyon lachazman. The Mishnah says, a man can give a ring to a girl, say, Harei Mekudeshes Mi, Lach Alam Yom. Man can give a gift to his wife and say, Harei Mekudeshes Mi, Meni Lach Alam Yom. Tosfos says in Nida Davzan you can be mafresh truma. Say I want the truma to be chal lachashor. I don't want the truma to be chal now. I want it to be chal at a later point. You can, whatever you can do, whenever you're a bailin, you can't shech the behemah and say I want it to be muta b'achila as of tomorrow. It shouldn't be muta b'achila today. It should only be muta b'achila after they give me the raise and salary. He's a shechet for a slaughterhouse, and he says he wants a raise, so he doesn't have to go on strike. He just shechet the behemah. So he says it should only be muta b'achila after they give me the raise. Until they give me the raise, should be awesome. So you can't do that. Shechita does need kavana, and there's no way to do such a stunt. But whenever he needs das bailim, so the person, the Rambam says, the person can create a halos and say he wants to postpone the halos to a later time. So the Shabbos of Mekach and Memke can make a kinyon on Erev Shabbos and say, I want the halos to take effect on Shabbos. We happen to make six kinyon. When we sell the chametz to the Nochri, so because there's a long tzais achoshin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it by Rechaz, the tzais with the Nesivis. So because there are different opinions which kinyonim work and which kinyonim don't work when you're selling the talton and so on, so we make six kinyonim to make sure that it works. So some of those kinyonim just don't work. If you're going to make a kinyon today that it should be chal tomorrow, some of the six kinyonim just don't work. Some of them do work and some of them don't work. So if you're making a kinyon on Erev Shabbos and you want the kinyon to be chal on Shabbos, you ain't going to have no six kinyon. You're going to, okay, so you'll have a three or four kinyon. It won't be six kinyon. So the shaila is that permissible to make a kinyon on Friday? That I want the kinyon to take effect on Shabbos? Is that a violation of the Gzeira de Rabbanon of Mekach Memka? When the rabbis prohibited Mekach Memka, Gzeira Shem Yichtov, does that mean you're not allowed to do the act of Mekach Memka on Shabbos? But if I did the act of Mekach Memka on Shabbos, I have a whole business deal that I make with the super in the shul and the nochri, whoever, the real estate nochri. I make the whole deal on Friday, but it's going to take effect on Shabbos. So the fact that it takes effect on Shabbos, does that accomplish that that's I'm a violation of Mekach Memka? Or no? You're only a violation if you do the actual act of the Mekach Memka. The handling is done on Shabbos. Rabbi Kevega is not sure. Why is he not sure? Should certainly be permissible. That's what the Tzemach David is a sefer written by a descendant of Rabbi Kevega, who is named after Rabbi Kevega. His name was Akiva David Rappaport. He's named after Rabbi Kevega. That's what he writes in the first page. And these are a running commentary on the Tshuva of Rabbi Kevega. So he points out his great-grandfather knows already, his Zelta Zeta knows for sure, that if you set up a system of a malacha on Erev Shabbos, it's going to take effect, going to begin on Shabbos, that's not called that. It's b'sham and b'sivul. That's permissible. You're allowed to do a malacha on Erev Shabbos that develops to become a malacha on Shabbos. The only time Rabbi Kevega was mesupik was by a gzera de Rabbanon. By malacha de Reis and malacha de Rabbanon, if it's done b'shevi al tasa, on Shabbos you're not involved in kumli asayin doing the ma'aseh malacha, that can't be labeled as a malacha. But Rabbi Kevega only had a suffix on a gzera de Rabbanon. Maybe a gzera de Rabbanon, we know that gzeras can be violated b'shevi al tasa. For example, Shehiyah. Shehiyah is an example. It's always violated b'shevi al tasa. When Shabbos enters and my pot is on my fire, warming up on my behalf, on behalf of my family, so that's my violation of Shia. So Imam is in violation of Shia b'shev al tasa. You don't say I was in violation of the Gzeira on Erev Shabbos when I put the pot on top. No, that's not the violation. If I take off the pot a minute before Shabbos, there's no violation. So the violation is when Shabbos enters and my pot is sitting on my fire, warming up the food on my behalf. So Shia, by definition, has always violated b'shev al tasa. How can that be? There's a cloud that is never Chilul Shabbos b'shev al tasa. The answer is there's never Chilul Shabbos with the Malachas, where the Malachas derives Malachas Rabban. But Gzeiris, it's a little bit paradoxical, because the Gzeiris is more kal than a Malachas, so therefore it can be more Chomer. Because it's more kal, so sometimes you can violate a Gzeiris b'shev al tasa also, depending how the Chachomim, how the Tanoim who instituted the Gzeiris, how did they formulate the Gzeiris. So that's what he points out. Rabbi Kevega had a suffix regarding the Gzeira of Mekach Memka. Did the Tanoim who prohibited it, Dan Shiknes Agdol, whoever made this Isser, did they formulate the Isser of Mekach Memka that it's only a violation if you do a Kumbi Asay on Shabbos? That the rabbi sells all the Chametz on Erev Shabbos, a Kinyan takes effect in the middle of Shabbos, that's okay? Or do you say no? The way they formulated the Isser, the Rabbana was that even if you have your Kinyan take effect on Shabbos, there's still a Chashash Shema. Maybe the Gzeira will still apply. So if one should assume like that, the Gzeira can be violated even Shevi Al Tasa, so then Neglek Tal develops a whole idea that sometimes if I ask a Nochri to do a Gzeira for me, sometimes it's my direct violation of the Gzeira, Shema. He raises the possibility if you ask a Nochri to apply medication on the body of the Jew, the Nochri should apply medication on Shabbos. So even if I apply the medication myself, it's only an Issa Derabbanan. So if I ask a Nochri, that should be a Shvuz de Shvuz, and just like Shvuz de Shvuz b'makom mitzvah is mutter, So we assume Shu'ud B'makam Tzar, B'makam Chayla is also Mutter. Shu'ud B'makam Tzar Agadol is Mutter. Would you say it's permissible to ask an Achri to apply medication on Shabbos? So the Eglei Tal says, for sure it's Asa. We found the Taisus that said not so. We found the Taisus, but Taisus said that was one opinion in the Gemara, and that was rejected. But somehow the Eglei Tal goes with that L'matkar, and he says, no, you can't say that if an Achri is going to apply the medication, that's called the Shu'ud B'shu'ud. And it should be mutter, it's not so. So he argues the point, why is it also? I saw so seven to shoes the shoes. So he says, no, because applying medication is neither a malacha deraita nor a malacha derabbanan. It's just a gzeira shemi shachik sammanan. So by the gzeira can be violated b'shed al tasa. By having the medication applied to my body, there's a hashash. Maybe I'll be machata, maybe I'll shemi shachik sammanan. I may get carried away with myself and I may violate a malacha and shabbos. So that's what we suggested, that this whole Maharit who says it's permissible to do Amir al-Anachi, to do HaChazorah on Shabbos, the Maharit was a Sfardish Paisik. He's probably, he was before the Ramo. He was a contemporary of the Beit Yosef. He's going with the Sfardish Paisik. He's not following the way the Ashkenazim have set up the system. In the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah is following the Ramo. He's not following any Ramo. He didn't know from any Ramo. He's going with the Shittas Chachmei Svarat, perhaps. That was our suggestion. That the prohibition of HaChazorah, that it's also with the Rabbanon, is because it's Mevashal with the Rabbanon. Although Minatarem Bishalach HaBishal, Abba with the Rabbanon Yesh Bishalach HaBishal. So that's a Malacha with the Rabbanon. So if I ask an Achri to do the Malacha with the Rabbanon, so that lowers it down to the level of a Shuz the Shuz, a Shuz the Shuz Mokha Mitzvah is Mutter. But the Ramah Paskins, like Taisis, that HaChazorah is Mutter B'samuch. How can it be Mutter B'samuch? So obviously the Ramah is Paskining all the way like Taisis. But the Horus Amech Taisus over here, that Hachzor is not an Isa Bishol Midirabon. Even Midirabon we say in Bishol Arabishol. The Isa is Shema Yechate Bigecholim, the Shema Yechate is Exere, so let's say Shehir. If I'll ask a Nochri to put on the pot of raw food on the fire on Erev Shabbos, and I'll bench lift and I'll be Mekab Shabbos, so I say, it's only a Shuz the Shuz. I didn't do the Shehir myself, I did it by Deyakum. And it's b'makom mitzvah, I don't have a blech, and it's b'makom mitzvah, I want to have warm food on Shabbos, that's okay. No, that's my direct violation of Shema Yechata B'gecholim. Doesn't make a difference whether I put the food on the blech or the Nochri put the food on the blech. The Amir Le-Nochri to put the food on the blech on Erev Shabbos doesn't lower the level of the prohibition to make it into Shavuos B'Shavuos. What the Nami Yashal? Just like in Shehiyah, Amir Le-Nochri doesn't lower the level of the Yisr. It's the same violation, because the violation is Shevi Al-Tasa. So one could argue the point and say the reason why the Ramah and the Taz and the Magen Avraham all seem to clearly disagree with this Marit is because they think like the Ramah does. They think like the Taisus over here. That HaChazor is an Iser similar to Shia. It's a Gzerah mid the Rabban. It's a Gzerah Shem Yechata. So the Gzerah, this Gzerah, maybe many Gzerahs like that. Some yes, some no. This Gzerah can be violated in the Shev Al-Tasus. Even if you have some Nochri to put your food back on top of the fire, that's my direct violation. That doesn't lower it to the level of a shvuz de shvuz. That's my direct violation. My food is being reheated on my behalf in the middle of Shabbos. That's why we had a mokum to argue. The Chazon Ish in two places discusses this. He contradicts himself and he refers you in brackets, he refers you to look, he gives you the cross references. So at what point, I don't know which was first, which was later, at one point he raised the possibility that if I have food on top of the fire on Erev Shabbos on a Shabbos clock and I don't touch it at all, I don't lift a finger at all, the fire goes off in the middle of Shabbos and then the fire goes back on in the middle of Shabbos, all based on the Shabbos clock, and then the food reheats itself in the middle of Shabbos, could be that that's my violation of HaChazorah. Even though I don't lift a finger, no, but the fire went off and the fire goes back on Shabbos on my behalf. My food is returned back on the fire on Shabbos, Avuri, Litzorki. So just like Amir Eliakum, just like we assume against the Maharit, the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Ramah, all assume that even Amir Eliakum doesn't lower the level of Hachzor to become a double the Rabbanon. So it could be even if the whole thing is set up on the Shabbos clock, also not lower to a lower level. This is HaChazor. It's still room to argue and say, no, Sof Kosof, if the Nochri puts the food back on top of the fire, there's a human being who did a pa'ula putting it back on top of the fire, so you can say that that's called HaChazor. But if the whole thing is set up, the whole system, and mamish, no one touches it at all, just goes on automatically, so it could be that that's not called HaChazor. But it's not so far a jump to assume. Once you should assume that Amir Eliakim doesn't lower the level of HaChazor, it's the same level of an Iser, That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out, that all the classical poskim on the page, the Ramah, the Taz, and the Magen Avraham, all don't accept the Maharid. So it's not such a giant step to go one step further and say that even if you set up the whole thing on a Shabbos clock, it'll also be awesome. And the Shmir Shabbos Kolchot, he quotes that the Melamed Lahoyel has a tshuva lahakel, that if you have everything set up on a Shabbos clock, it's mutter. That is true. The Melamed Lahoyel has a tshuva based on a Maramshik. He was a Talmud of Maramshik, but he's talking about a hospital. He never mentions that that's part of the heter, the fact that he's dealing with sick patients. He never mentions that that's part of the heter. It's a long tshuva. He should have mentioned it. So usually the Ma'am Lohel is five lines. He just gives the Ma'am Lohel and says, it says in this sefer mutter, it's mutter. It says there also after. He usually doesn't give till full. This is a new thing. A Shabbos clock with a whole story, so he has to go into a long, three-page long tshuva with a Ma'am Shik, a whole modern shalat. This is a modern shalat. Set up a Shabbos clock that the food should get cooked onto Shabbos. So he says, "Malacha tzmuta," but it could be that the whole tshuva is just to argue that the Shabbos clock is not a malacha deraisa. Could be that that's the whole purpose. Once it's only the rabbanon, so it's muta for achadu shem b'sakana. Could be that that's what his heter was.
Without a blood.
How do you sell the chametz? You know what chametz can be left over. So Rabbi Kivay, right? So the poskim have two ways to sell a chametz. Either I sell whatever chametz will be left over on Shabbos morning, and on Shabbos morning it will be mavurer what's left over. So that's not a problem of brera. If at the time of chalos it's already mavurer, so that's not a problem of brera. But that's an issue of mekach hamemka b'Shabbos. So those, according to Rabbi Kivegu, who's suggesting one should be machmir, not to have the chalos on Shabbos, then you got to have the chalos chal on erev Shabbos. I didn't know what it's being chal on. Then you have a problem of brera. So then the Achrayim touch it up. They patch it up, so they say the whole need for the Mechiras Chametz is only Midirabbanan, because Menatar B'Vitol B'Al Masagi. And after the guy finishes eating everything on Shabbos morning, he makes a declaration of Atla L'Chametz. So on the level of the Raisi, he's taken care of. There's no Ba'ira. The whole issue is the whole need for the Mechiras Chametz only because there's Ba'ira Dirabbanan. So when it comes to a Din Dirabbanan, we say Yesh B'Rer.
What
are you speaking? Yeah. That's not. You talking about that? Oh, so that's what other poskim argue is not the batla. Whatever you sell to the guy, you're not being the batla. How can you be the batla? How are you charging money for it? It's after the alma. So that's a big problem. That's what the Stechemin has. The long arichas on this machloik is the two versions of the Shtamachir this year that are paid on Tzvodan on Shabbos. So half of the Rabbanim will do the Mechiris Chametz like this, and half of the Rabbanim will do the Mechiris Chametz like that. So those who sell the chametz, they sell all the chametz on Erev Shabbos that will turn out to be left over on Shabbos morning. So that's a difficult one. But on a din de rabbanim, you say yesh breira. Yeah, if the whole issue is an issue of the rabbanim. But over here talking mechira, a sale, it's chayshemish. But that's a din de raisa to solve a problem of the rabbanim. The whole balyura is only in the rabbanim. On the level of the raisa, is going to make big lachamim. So the whole problem of Bayura is the Rabbanon. But the way to solve the problem of the Rabbanon is to make a kinyan the raisa. So what do you mean? You say, yesh breri be the Rabbanon. But you have to make a kinyan the raisa. That should be recognized by the Torah, not just recognized by the Chacham. So it's very questionable kula to rely on breri be the Rabbanon for this issue. Okay, Linetta, what's tomorrow is Wednesday, so we'll have to wrap everything up maybe. Wednesday.